Hey folks, Ben Birch here from White Rose Society. I don't usually interrupt your regularly scheduled programming, so I'll keep this brief. I am currently holding a fund drive to keep White Rose on the air. If you think what I do here is valuable, please visit our homepage at www.whiterosesociety.org and chip in to defray the substantial costs of this service. Thank you very much.
Holding their breaths, hoping the levees that remain keep the floodwaters at bay. Many of the levees have already failed, flooding towns and tens of thousands of acres of farmland. As reporter Ben Tracy found in Winfield, Missouri, upriver from St. Louis, one couple isn't relying on the levees.
Grant Key and his wife Donna constructed a 110-ton sandbag barricade around their house, trying to stave off a repeat of the so-called 100-year flood of 1993.
We knew it was possible.
Yeah.
We didn't think 100 years went by that fast.
So it's coming up quickly
now. It's
coming
up pretty quick now.
To the north in Foley, Missouri, John Watson is standing guard, camped out on his roof to make sure looters don't take what the water may leave behind.
I mean, I am trying to survive, you know, trying to get prepared the best I can and be here when it leaves so I can jump on it as quick as possible.
There is relief downriver. The levee breaches to the north have dramatically lowered the flood forecast near St. Louis. The Mississippi is now expected to crest there today, 3 days early and 12 feet below the record set in 1993.
This is Jim Crisula live in Quincy, Illinois. Water, water everywhere.
You're helpless. You know, you want to go home and get a bucket and start scooping it out, but I think it comes in faster than I could scoop it out.
There's an uneasy, watery vigil along a 350-mile stretch of the Mississippi as aging, overwhelmed levees continue giving way. Areas where the water has receded are coated in a fine brown dust and caked, cracked mud, the air filled with the stench of dead fish. Nick?
It's not only the U.S. Midwest suffering through flooding. Monsoon rains in India have swollen rivers, which have burst mud embankments, killing at least 50 people. Without opposition, the U.N. Security Council has adopted an historic resolution that classifies rape as a weapon of war, one that threatens international security. One of the prime movers behind the resolution was Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice.
This world body now acknowledges that sexual violence in conflict zones is indeed a security concern. We affirm that sexual violence profoundly affects not only the health and safety of women, but the economic and social stability of their nations.
Rape is a tactic that's used with devastating effect around the world. In the Democratic Republic of Congo alone, it's estimated 40 women are raped every day. One young Congolese woman's story is particularly troubling. Be advised. As she describes mass murder and the sexual violence done to her by Hutu militia members from Rwanda.
After they killed the members of my family, 19 members of the Interahamwe raped me. And then they killed two of my children in front of me.
The issues faced by women veterans are front and center in Washington, D.C. today at a national summit meeting. Details from CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer in the nation's capital.
The Veterans Affairs Department's motto is to care for him who shall have borne the battle. With 200,000 women on active duty, it's no longer only about him.
This is not your father, your grandfather's VA. It's a drastic change.
Dr. Irene Trowell Harris heads the VA's Women Veterans Center, dealing with the special medical issues facing women, like Nancy Shaliro, who told CBS's Kelly Wallace about the emotional impact of severe injuries suffered in Iraq.
What's been the toughest part of this? Seeing a reaction from my father.
The VA is responding to a recent internal report that showed that care for women lags behind services for men at some facilities. Peter Mayer, CBS News, Washington.
It's a war funding bill and more. The House has okayed a $162 billion measure that not only pays for Iraq and Afghanistan operations into next year, but contains upgrades in GI Bill college benefits, an extension of jobless aid, and more than $2.5 billion in emergency flood relief. Time on the roundup is 4 minutes past the hour.
Good morning. I'm Karen Trinidad with an AM 760 local news update. No arrest yet after meth residue was found at the Farmers Union Education Center in Bailey.
We have no idea at this point who may have smoked meth in there or how long ago it may have been.
Park County Undersheriff Monty Gore says when the methamphetamine was discovered, authorities moved 70 campers to Platte Canyon High School to complete their leadership camp. Gas prices in Colorado have reached another milestone.
For the first time in history, Colorado's average price for regular unleaded hit the $4 mark.
AAA Colorado's Eric Escudero says gas prices are high in the mountains, but down a bit in Colorado cities. Coloradans often joke about politicians, but a local realtor is lampooning President Bush in order to sell real estate.
Bush is doing some horrible things. We need a change in this country. And so I put my name with my thoughts and my statement.
Sonia Leonard-Leonard with Leonard-Leonard and Associates on the 2,000 flyers she passed out. The flyers list a dozen reasons why Leonard would do a better job selling a home than President Bush. She's had less than a half dozen complaints about the flyers, but says she's received about 100 supportive phone calls. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Karen Trinidad, and here's Todd Parker with your 760 Progressive Traffic.
Crash on the ramp from northbound 225 to westbound I-70. Already messing with this morning's commute. Traffic does remain light on the rest of Denver highways in typical Friday fashion. Road crews, they continue to work on that water main break. Federal and 2nd, there's going to be lane restrictions in that.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-557-1359. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-557-1359. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now, 1-800-557-1359. 1-800-557-1359.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
What if I said you could erase your wrinkles, tighten your skin, and make frown lines disappear from view, all without surgery or injections? With all the creams you've tried, you're probably skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a free trial of a scientific breakthrough called Hydroxytone. Shed years from your appearance faster than you ever thought possible.
I looked at her and I was just, wow, she looked so young.
I told her I couldn't believe how smooth her face looks. She's lost, what, 10 years at least?
Request your risk-free trial of this proven breakthrough today. The results are so impressive. Hydroxytone was given away in the VIP gift bags at the Sundance Film Festival.
She always looked good to me, but now I can't believe how young she looks.
Call now for your free trial of Hydroxytone. For a limited time, try it before you buy it. 1-800-656-1075. But hurry, when this offer's gone, it's gone. Call 1-800-656-1075. 1-800-656-1075.
Want to quit? Then we would be plunged into total darkness and cold, and eventually it would kill us all. What a great scenario 8 minutes into a Friday morning. Jeez. Stop it. Boy, you know, it's bad. Isn't it bad to get on the air and talk about the sun burning out and we're all plunged into cold and we all die?
It's pretty
weak for a Friday morning. It's like, Jake, get a hold of yourself, for God's sakes. Oh, man. There's just some things I can't keep it in check, I'm telling you. Well, what made me think of it was I was thinking about it last night, and then if I look out the window now, you can see the sun is just kind of hanging out there like a big ball of energy. But it's inappropriate to say that kind of stuff on a Friday morning when we're getting ready to go into the weekend, right? And it's summer solstice. John's right. So I had to knock that stuff off. You playing golf this weekend?
No, I wanted to play today, but I forgot I had a little prior engagement. So, no, I'm not playing tomorrow either. I got a big wedding tomorrow. Maybe Sunday. But I haven't played golf in like 3-4 weeks.
I'm saying, man, it's been a long time since you've been out there on the links.
It has been. I've saved a lot of money, though, this year so far not playing golf.
I thought maybe it was because Tiger Woods is out of it.
Now, where's that Cherry Hills member?
Yeah, we're waiting. We're waiting for a Cherry Hills member to call us.
I've been waiting for 3.5 years.
We're waiting for a Cherry Hills member to call in and get John into the golf course. All right, how about some good up-tempo news on this Friday morning? Check this out. Should I take some responsibility for this? I don't think so. I'm not that vain. I don't have that big of an ego. Democratic Congressman Mark Udall has opened up a 9-point lead over Bob Schaefer, his Republican rival in the race for the state's open Senate seat, according to a new survey of 500 Colorado voters conducted this week by Rasmussen Reports. The gap itself may be less important than the trend. Schaefer has been steadily losing ground in tracking polls in the last 3 months, a critical period in which both candidates, as well as their allies, have spent liberally to introduce the two men to voters. Oop, looks like Big Oil Bob is having a little bit of trouble here. It's not time for the Schaefer campaign to get crazy yet because it's still too early, but it doesn't look good. And by the way, Barack Obama leads John McCain by a very narrow margin, 43-41%. So those of us who are looking for an Obama walkaway better wake up and realize that it's not going to be that easy. And that we're really going to have to convince our friends to go to the polls. We're really going to have to give whatever we can to both these campaigns, and we're really going to have to push to get this done. That it's not going to come easy. That there are still some people in this state, well, a lot of people in this state, who either don't realize what John McCain is, or they don't care what he is. They're just going to vote along party lines. And then you've got these people who will believe what John McCain and Big Oil Bob will tell them, which is, if you don't vote for us, it's going to have horrible consequences, and you're going to die, and you're going to regret it for the rest of your life. And I think, by and large, the voters across this country reject that argument, and they're certainly rejecting it from Bob here in Colorado, but maybe not from John McCain. So it's up to each and every one of us to get out there and educate and organize and to tell people, like, hey, here's what's at stake and here's what's going on, which leads me to something else I wanted to talk about real briefly. Yesterday, we were talking about the people who were going to protest the Democratic National Convention and the Recreate 68 people. Now, I have to tell you, we had Glenn Spagnuolo on here. But I have to tell you, this always happens. This is a law of talk radio, and I don't know why this does. But it does happen. You get people on, and they're close to a break, because we have certain breaks that we have to take. One of the most critical breaks we have to take is at 52, because we're up against the hour. We've got commercials to run in there, plus we have to make the news at the top of the hour. We're a little bit more flexible in the first 45 minutes. But then it gets tight. And you tell people, hey, I have to go. I have to go. And what ends up happening is John has got the music bed rolling. He's ready to do the traffic, and he's waving at me frantically because we're running out of time. And he's right. So when you hang up on somebody, then you get these emails. Well, it was good of you to have him on, but you talked over him, and then you cut him off. Well, I cut him off, Glenn, and one other caller yesterday who sent me an angry email. I cut him off because I was out of time. And in the case of the guy who sent me the angry email, I kept trying to tell him, I got to go. Boom. He wouldn't let go. So I had to hang up on him. Now, in the case of Glenn and the Recreate 68 folks, we're going to have Glenn back on the show on Monday. Give him plenty of time to lay out his case. But what it seems to me is that in this format, and no other talk radio format I've ever worked in, that if you lean on a guest or you press a caller, and what I was simply trying to do with Spagnuolo yesterday was to find out if he understood how bills are passed and how they get through the House and the Senate and go to the President, because a lot of people don't know. And he didn't want to have to deal with that. And I kept pushing on him to give me the answer. But people who listen get upset. Oh, you shouldn't. You sound like Bill O'Reilly. You sound like Rush Limbaugh. No, not at all. I'm just looking for an answer. And my position on the Recreate 68 people is the same position that it's always been, and it's the same position that I'll tell Glenn on Monday. That this is the most critical election of our lifetimes. This is going to have consequences way beyond the time that we're going to occupy the earth, or at least into our, or at least into your old age and mine too. That we've got a lot at stake here. That if you're happy with what's going on in this country, if you're happy with what's going on, then vote for John McCain. But if you're not happy, then I would suggest you take a look at Barack Obama. Now, I get as upset at the Democratic Party as any of you. And sometimes you feel like, well, there's just no place to turn. There's nowhere to go. Because there's no viable third party. I mean, the Greens have been stained by getting caught taking GOP money. So what does that leave us? Who else is out there that we could flock to? That we could make some kind of a difference? That we could make some kind of an imprint? There isn't anybody. Right now, we only have two alternatives, Republican and Democratic. And there are some people who are going to vote Republican. And they're going to do it for several reasons. One, because it's in their economic interests. Two, because they believe what's fed to them, which is that if you don't vote for them, all hell's going to break loose. And that you're monetarily going to get punished. And on top of that, that the security of the United States is going to go right down the tubes. So they're going to vote for those two reasons. Or the third reason, which is, I come from a long line of Republicans, and I've always voted Republican. Oh, and let me throw in a fourth reason. The Republicans are the party of God, even though they don't act like it. And there are all these bizarre emails circulating around that when you call people on it, they can't, you know, they have to concede that it's not true. One of the big ones is, Nancy Pelosi will tax will impose a windfall tax on retirement income. I know the last person to send that to me, I just sent him an email back and said, okay, I'll buy it, but show me where you got it from. Then I got another guy who yesterday sent me this thing about 1,737, I'm paraphrasing here, I don't know that I have the number absolutely correct, but 1,737 scientists believe that there's no such thing as global warming. And he put, well, what's your answer? Question mark. And I said to him, okay, where'd you get the information? He got the information from World Net Daily, which is a fringe right-wing website. And I said to him, well, I'm sure that there are scientists out there who do not believe in global warming. I'm sure there are people out there who do not believe in global warming. But also remember, there were people who once thought the Earth was flat. I mean, what do you make of that? All right, it's open phones this morning, 303-713-7600. You can comment on anything I've talked about or introduce anything that you want to talk about. And we'll take your calls right after we talk to John Turk about traffic.
Getting out of Aurora might be tricky for northbounders on 225 this morning. Have a single vehicle accident on the ramp to westbound I-70. And right now the ramp from Chambers to 225 is shut down. Elsewhere, traffic is light to start the commute, as is the case on most Fridays. If you're using Federal this morning, a water main break near 2nd and up at the turnpike, both directions of Federal down to lane down to one lane all the way up to 80th Avenue. That's due to construction. Today's forecast mostly sunny to start the day. Cloudy this afternoon with a possible...
The toilet's running again.
Okay. I'm on it. I got it.
It's time to get a handle on saving water and money. Right now, get a water-saving toilet from the Home Depot starting at $119. That includes everything down to the mounting bolts. It's an easy way to save and a smart way to put your tax rebate to work. At the Home Depot, you can do it. We can help. Valid in U.S. only.
A message from the Orbitz Traveler Wellness Center.
Hi, this is Dr. Martin Pakulski-Blatz, and I'm here to tell you about Orbitz's biggest sale ever. Now you can save up to 50% on all hotel stays. Now, why is that important? Well, we've found that people who save large amounts of money on their hotels live exactly 82 years longer. True story. So head over to Orbitz.com and save up to 50%. It's your fountain of youth, America.
Bell for travel, 428-3938, book by 760-8275 for details.
Zero Smoke. Use it to help kick your cigarette habit. Zero Smoke, a safe, all-natural product. Zero Smoke, two tiny little magnets that you simply place on pressure points on your ear for a few hours a day. Zero Smoke, no gum, no patches, no prescription. Do you have the desire to join the ranks of long-term smokers who have quit smoking for good? Then remember one word. Zero Smoke. Go to ZeroSmoke.org or pick it up at your local Rite Aid pharmacy. www.ZeroSmoke.org.
Everyone's green these days, but we can always learn more. The Sustainable Living Online Expo is coming to AM 760 with local speakers, green businesses, and forums to share your ideas. If you want to be on the green team, call 303-713-8595 for more information.
You're faking it, and it's killing you. You go around wearing a smile, pretending everything's okay. You put up a front to disguise the fact that you're really sick with worry about your health, about your sanity, about everything, and you think nobody understands. But I understand. You're irritable, you lose sleep, and your mind is racing with fearful thoughts. You want it to stop, you just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. I can show you how to make it stop. Please let me send you a powerful free tape that will help you discover a way to stop the painful anxiety and depression without abusing alcohol or taking medication. I did it, and so have hundreds of thousands of people just like you. Start changing your life from the inside out. Please call now.
Call now, and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-422-1455. That's 1-800-422-1455. 1-800-422-1455.
This is still a free service. Go to supernewjob.com. That's supernewjob.com. Supernewjob.com.
Trivious question. AM 760, Progressive Talk, 622, 22 minutes after the hour. Slight chance of thunderstorms, high today 81. John, this is sampling. Well, actually, it's not. Would you call this sampling? Yeah, it is sampling. But that line, the first part about summertime living is easy, the very, very beginning of that, bet you can't tell me who first had that as a hit, number one, and number two, where it came from. Can you tell me?
No, I can't. I know this. I've seen it before, but it's not.
Summertime and living is easy. Okay, it comes from two places. Number one, the guy who had the top 40 hit with this was Billy Stewart. I don't even know if we have that in the system. Billy Stewart, Summertime, and the lyrics come from the musical Porgy and Bess. How do I know all this? Because I know a little about a lot. That's why. And that's one of the reasons why I can't get a decent job. Stuart. No, see, we don't have it. We don't have it, do we? Now, too early for the people who put this thing together. Okay. All right, open phones, 303-713-7600. Let's go to Lee in Fort Collins. Oh, I'm sorry, Leah. Excuse me. Hi, Leah.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Didn't Roberta Flack also sing a version of that song?
Does what now?
Didn't Roberta Flack also sing a version of that song?
Yes, I believe so. It's been recorded by a lot of people.
Oh, okay. Anyways, I just wanted to make a comment about global warming and why I don't understand why people even care whether scientists believe in it or not. I mean, we're dying of cancer and all kinds of other diseases. We hardly have any forests left. Our water is dirty. Why does it even matter? Screw scientists.
Well, because there are always going to be people who are going to deny things, and then they're going to bring forth other people who deny things. I mean, I think the best example would be, I'm sure I could probably find a ton of people in the United States and probably around the world who would sit there and tell you with a straight face that the Holocaust never happened.
Yeah. I just don't see why it matters. I mean, to most people, I don't see why it even matters. I mean, screw scientists. It doesn't matter what they say. It's like the whole Schrödinger's cat experiment. Whether the cat's dead or whether the cat's alive, doesn't really matter. I mean, it's been gassed, so it obviously is going to have some problems, even if it is alive. I just don't see why people even care what scientists say.
Well, like I said,
go ahead and do something about it.
Like I said, they use it as a credibility lever. Because they can't stand the idea that they're on the wrong side of the issue. And like I said before, too, there are people who genuinely believe that there is no global warming, but you can find people who generally believe a lot of things that turn out not to be true. Leah, yeah. Thank you. I appreciate the call.
You're very welcome. Have a good day.
Okay, you too. Let's go to Mark in Denver. Mark, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Gene. Happy Friday.
Yeah, man. It's a good day.
It's beautiful out. All right, I got a couple points I want to make with you real quick. Let's see, first one. The thing you're talking about with the global warming, the scientists, there's actually 30,000 of them that signed a petition, 9,000 of them having at least a PhD. They had to completely agree with the petition to be able to sign it, unlike the UN's thing where you didn't have to be in complete agreement with it. Some of the guys that signed it actually signed the UN thing but didn't believe completely in what the UN thing said.
Okay, well, my only answer to that is the same one I gave to Leah. You know, number one, I used to be impressed by that kind of stuff, but you know what, I'm not, because I've met a lot of people who have PhDs, and let me tell you something, they're not that bright. And number two, I'll bet you 30,000 is not an unreasonable figure. I bet you I can find 30,000 people in the United States of America who believe the following. One, the Holocaust never happened. Two, African Americans are inferior. Three, women are inferior. I mean, I could go on and on about all of that stuff.
Are the people that you're quoting there, are they going to be from the scientific
scientific
community?
Sure. Yeah, I've had Holocaust deniers on who have tons of degrees. Absolutely. The other thing is, if it's all wrong, why did Al Gore win a Nobel Peace Prize then? Or did just handle things out to anybody?
Why won't Al Gore go on and debate any of the people that from the opposition?
He does.
He refuses to. No, he doesn't.
Yes, they carried one on C-SPAN of him doing it. Don't say something that isn't true, because I saw it with my own eyes.
All right, my other two points. You were talking about the other day, you had a caller say something about the 64 million acres that the oil companies won't use. And now I could be incorrect on this, but I saw something about it from an oil executive, so who knows, you know, consider the source. He said that those leases are for 8 years. It takes 7 years to get through the red tape with all the different government agencies, and then it takes approximately 18 months to recover their costs. So financially, it's not feasible to on an 8-year lease to use that land.
Well,
you're not going to recover your cost.
There are a lot of oil leases, and are a lot of drilling permits that the oil companies have that are sitting around and that they haven't used them. But the thing is that either way, whether they have them or they don't have them, is a moot argument. Because in the end, more drilling is not going to solve the problem.
It's, well, it may not solve the problem completely, but it's good economic sense in the fact that, one, it's good for our national security not to depend on another nation for something that powers our own nation. If we can provide it for ourselves, it makes more sense than getting it from people that are fucking terrorists.
But don't you think it would be better? Don't you think it would be a better idea to move away from that and go to something alternative like the rest of the world is trying to do? Or should we just stick to the same old thing, which, one, threatens the atmosphere, and, two, puts us in a position of encouraging us to continue an addiction that leads to damage and that there's no proven source, there's no proven figures to show that we can drill enough oil to offset our demand from other countries. Plus, on top of that, it is not an instant cure for $4 gas prices. It's not going to help what's going on now.
Okay, I got a couple responses to that. Number one, I think that, yes, I don't know if it's a better idea to get away from oil. I think it's a good idea to get away from oil, but then you got to deal with the environmental wackos that aren't going to let you build nuclear plants like France does.
Well, but you've got people on the fringe right, though, that are in the other direction. So what difference does it make?
Well, I'm just saying you got to deal with those people like the Sierra Club.
The Sierra Club is not environmental wackos. I mean, you know, you throw that stuff around, and it's like
they're
you can't...
Extreme,
oh, come on, Mark. Go to their website and look at what they say.
They oppose anything that's going to affect the environment whatsoever.
Well, I do, too. So I guess that makes me a wacko. All right, I got to run. I got to go. All right. I guess I'm crazy. 6:31, 31 minutes after the hour on AM 760.
Those Sierra Club wackos.
Yeah.
Can't believe you said that.
Well, that's Rush Limbaugh talk. Like,
Right. Well, you know, the thing that controls these environmental groups are all left-wing wackos, and they want to destroy capitalism.
You know, take your Viagra and shove it up your you-know-what. It's 6:31, 31 minutes after the hour. John with traffic.
Still working that single car crash on the ramp from northbound 225 to westbound I-70. This has the Chambers ramp shut down at the moment. It is a fatal. Police are still conducting an investigation on I-25. Traffic building in the normal areas like North Glen and Thornton and downtown after I-70. Also have a water main break causing delays around 2nd and Federal. Today's forecast mostly sunny. Isolated thunderstorms a possibility this afternoon. Look for highs in the mid to upper 80s, currently 59 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Drive into Sonic today for a supersonic breakfast burrito. A warm tortilla stuffed with everything you want, any way you want. Try one anytime with a premium roast, iced, or hot latte. It's not just good, it's Sonic good.
Mario Solis Merritt.
TGIV. Thank God it's viernes. Today on the Mario Solis Merritt Show, we'll speak to Ethan Manuel from the Sierra Club and have the guys in from the Lowdown, too.
Today at 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
The latest recommendations from financial experts all point to building home equity quickly. You may have heard of expensive software promising to unlock the secrets of equity acceleration. Well, I found the man who originated the software. He teamed up with American Guarantee Mortgage to offer the software at the unprecedented low price of $199. Counseling on how to use the software is included in the price. Go to wealthspeed.com for details. Wealthspeed.com or call American Guarantee Mortgage 866-259-8206.
Looking for someone to buy your timeshare?
Timeshares Only told us what our timeshare was worth right over the phone and then sold it for more than we expected.
Call now to find out what your timeshare is worth and we'll send you a free information kit including 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares.
Buyers keep calling by the thousands and we need timeshares to keep up with their demand.
Call 1-800-700-0141 to find out what your timeshare is worth and get your free information kit. Dial 1-800-700-0141. 1-800-700-0141.
Do you have an ugly credit card situation? Getting hassled by creditors calling?
Last year, it really stressed me out. I was getting a lot of phone calls.
We felt guilty about the situation that we were in. And the minute that we got behind, the hassles and the calls started.
Debt Consultants of America can help you eliminate 30 to 60% of your credit card debt. Stop the late fees from piling up and negotiate directly with your creditors so you can get back to enjoying life.
If it wasn't for DCA, I might never have gotten out of debt.
It's been the best decision of my life. They settled my biggest account for 33 cents on the dollar. I was in debt with one creditor for $15,000. They managed to get it down to a settlement of $3,000.
If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free, no-obligation consultation.
Reduce your debt and get more cash in your pocket.
Call 800-798-4938. That's 800-798-4938. Call 800-798-4938. That's 800-798-4938. Again, 800-798-4938.
License 707-193. You spent $5,000 in closing costs when you bought your house. You blew another $5,000 every time you refinanced. Don't let these predators get any more of your cash. Whether you're buying a house or refinancing, Lenox Financial will pay all your closing costs down to the last dime. You won't spend a nickel. If you're the kind of person that qualifies, you should never pay closing costs ever. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of Earth. Call Lenox Financial, 720-889-9400. That's Lenox Financial, 720-889-9400.
Minutes after the hour. AM 760, Progressive Talk, Friday morning. Slight chance of thunderstorms. High today, 81. Let's say hello to our buddy, Representative Ed Perlmutter from Colorado's 2nd Congressional District, one of the most effective legislators around. And Congressman, good morning. Congressman, you there?
Yeah, hi, Jay.
Have I got you?
Yeah, you have me. You have me.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. It's really a very pretty morning back here. It's not hot and humid as usually these Junes are. It's really been pleasant here.
Oh, that's great. Okay, let's get into a bunch of stuff because we got a bunch of stuff to cover. First of all, you've got a bipartisan call for consistent guidelines on speculation in the oil futures market, and, man, it is about time. Talk about that a little bit.
The Chris Shays, who's a Republican from Connecticut, and I have called for restrictions on the speculation and more or less the hoarding of oil futures, which we think has a lot to do with this rapid run-up of oil and gas futures and gas prices at the pump. And these futures have really been managed overseas, and we're saying, now it's time for the American system to kick into place and see that there's some regulation and not speculation and manipulation. That's what I want to make sure, that there isn't somebody doing price fixing or manipulating this and basically, you know, transferring wealth from those of us in the middle to, you know, just a very select few at the top.
Well, that sounds great. And then later this morning, you've got a caucus on a green initiative bill?
We have two things in about 15 minutes. We have a caucus in the Financial Services Committee on the housing bills, which you and I have talked about, which involve the foreclosure and the subprime legislation that's been going through the House and is over in the Senate and is in the conference committee. And we're also going to talk about my green energy bill, which is the Green Resources for Energy Efficient Neighborhoods Act, which is designed to provide incentives for green mortgages, energy-efficient mortgages, as well as improve 50,000 HUD units across the country to energy-efficient standards and a whole variety of other things. But it's intended to really move low- to moderate-income housing to become energy-efficient.
That's great. And I understand the housing bill. I understand that the GOP is trying to kill that.
Well, it's been bottled up in the Senate. Barney Frank really put together an excellent package. One was regulation and oversight of the Federal National Mortgage Association and the Federal Home Loan Mortgage Corporation. So more oversight and more consistent oversight than dealing with the fact that there are so many foreclosures across the country, how to deal with the drops in property values, maintaining neighborhoods, and trying to alleviate some of this downward pressure on homes while we're seeing upward pressure on everything else.
All right, one last quick question. FISA coming up today.
Yes.
You going to vote for or against it?
I'm reading we got the amendments to FISA yesterday afternoon. It's about 100 pages long. I'm reading it based on what I've seen so far and the summaries I've read. I'm probably going to vote for it because it adds more Fourth Amendment right to privacy components to this bill. It makes the FISA court and the district courts the exclusive way to get warrants before you do any kind of wiretapping, where you can't have a president like we've had who's just out there snooping around on his own without any objective third party looking to see if there's probable cause. So probable cause is built into this for all Americans, whether here at home or overseas.
Okay, but telecom immunity, does it grant
No telecom immunity. What it does allow is for the telecommunications companies to present to a judge in the in a federal district court evidence that they received word or, you know, a demand from the White House to do wiretapping. And there, it, under the Government and Oversight Committee, it was determined that the president basically broke the law in making these demands of the phone companies. But the phone companies have to show that they actually did respond to a national security request, that they just didn't do it as a free agent. And so there is the courts now step in to take a look at exactly what the phone companies did.
Boy, they don't, you know, maybe you and I are going to have to disagree about this a little bit, but I don't think they deserve any shield whatsoever. If they got a national security request and they went along with it, it's against the Fourth Amendment, and it's like rewriting the crime, the rules for a crime after you've committed it.
Well, no, under the law as it was written, if there was a request from an attorney general on an emergency basis, they could make a tap. These requests apparently came from another of the intelligence agencies and not the attorney general. So, I mean, the good news for us is that Quest, our provider, played it right straight down the rules, and they did not provide these taps. So I've got to finish reading this thing, Jay. I guess if I'm leaning yes, but I haven't decided and I haven't voted yet.
Okay, well, my suggestion is, for what it's worth, no. But listen, that's for you to decide, and we're not always going to agree on everything. And by the way, since I know you're in a hurry, I'll spare my media consolidation speech and just tell you it's good to have you on and it's good to talk to you.
But your media consolidation speech applies to oil consolidation, and when this country is at the mercy of eight oil countries and five oil companies, something's got to be done. And we're seeing, you know, this tremendous run-up in prices, which is hurting everybody. And we've got to do some things immediately now to try to relieve some of that pressure, you know, like going after the speculators and the guys hoarding stuff, making sure that, you know, oil is being drilled, but we ultimately have to break this addiction. And out at the National Renewable Energy Lab, I think I mentioned to you last week, there was a report that by modifying the battery in a Prius, they were getting 100 miles to the gallon. And so that's the kind of stuff we have to be coming up with, are these new ways to power our nation and not be hooked on these countries and these few companies.
Listen, on that, you and I agree 100%. Have a great weekend, Congressman, and thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
I was supposed to say the next government at the grocery is a week from Saturday in Aurora. People can find out the details of that by going to perlmutter.house.gov.
Yeah, for anybody who hasn't gone to government and the grocery, you got to check this out. This is like the best time you'll ever have. When is the date again?
It's a week from Saturday, so whatever that date is.
All right, great. Congressman, thank you, and hope to see you soon.
Okay, thanks, Jay.
All right, you bet. There's Congressman Ed Perlmutter. All right, it's open phones, 642 AM 760 Progressive Talk, and we can get into whatever it is that you want to get into, including, does somebody have Billy Stewart's Summertime where they can just hold the phone up to their CD player and play it? Because now, after talking about it, now I want to hear it. Here's Penny in Boulder. Penny, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning, Jay. I wanted to call about the comment Mark made a few minutes ago, about 10 minutes ago, when he claimed there was a petition signed by 30,000 people, 10,000 of whom I think he said, or 9,000 of whom had their doctorate degrees, and they were claiming that global warming didn't exist and that humans didn't have any part in causing it. I got an email about 2 weeks ago with that misinformation in it, and I took the exact number that was in it. I think it was 30,000 something, 116, and I Googled it, and I tracked down the source of this petition, and it turns out, I have it in front of me because I can't remember, I don't remember what it was, but it turns out it was an ultra-conservative sponsored organization that had put up this petition, and all you had to do was go log on to their site and go sign that petition, and you claimed you had a doctorate in science and you could get on it.
Oh, but you know, see, that doesn't shock me. And I'll tell you, the person who sent it to me got it from WorldNet Daily, which is a fringe right-wing internet site. So that doesn't, you know, that doesn't shock me at all. I mean, these are the same people who want to conjure up a, you know, a vision that that they've been visited by a spaceship and climbed aboard. Yeah, that doesn't shock me. Too bad.
I think
you know,
that was the organization. And, you know, it's the same group of people that tried to convince us for so many years that smoking didn't harm us, and then that secondhand smoke didn't harm us. And, I mean, if they want to live in this flat world society, let them be. But I'm just really sorry that they don't come up on it honestly and try to really, you know, demonstrate their point.
Boy, you know, we should go to that site and sign up.
We should, and we could have our dogs sign up.
Or just invent names.
Exactly.
Right? And then when they, like, put that information out, you know, you and I could come forward and go, wait a minute, hold on a second, the thing's not real. Well, how do you know it's not real? Well, because we signed it about 10 times under all kinds of different names that we just invented, and none of these people either exist or have, you know, doctorates or PhDs in anything.
Right. That the point was that they don't do anything to validate who these people are that signed up or what their credentials are.
Oh, that's
great.
I
just wanted to add that. Okay, well, have a good day, and thanks for letting me on.
Yeah, and have a good weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, see ya. Well, that's great, isn't it? We should go to that site and just start signing people up. You know, like Bruno Sammartino, Freddie Blassie, Rick Rude, Jake the Snake Roberts. Who else can you think of? Who do you think is the world's dumbest person? And don't say George W. Bush. No, come on. Be inventive. Who do you think is the world's... John, who do you think is the world's dumbest person?
See, that's tough, man.
I mean, the person...
We probably haven't met or seen the world's dumbest person.
No, come on. Somebody who you know is an absolute idiot.
Well, after hearing Bob Schaefer's interview yesterday, he might top the list.
So you got to put Big Oil Bob on that list? Or, you know what? Or sign the petition Paris Hilton.
I don't think she's that dumb.
Okay, well, there's got to be somebody. Bob Schaefer? I don't know.
You know, I would have said, I don't know. I don't know who the dumbest person in the world is. That'd be a dubious title to carry around, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I wonder if anybody out there has an answer, 303-713-7600, about who the dumbest person in the world is. Here's Laverne in Denver. Laverne, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. Can you hear me okay?
Oh, I hear you fine.
Okay, because I'm on the bus and I'm on a cell phone, so it's like, okay. Anyway, yeah, the guy that was talking about the drilling before Mr. Perlmutter was on, any oil that would be drilled in Anwar or anywhere else would not even get into the U.S. It would go on the open market. And the prices we're paying have absolutely nothing to do with the supply of oil and has everything to do with the devalued dollar. And if that's the problem, is that this administration has so fouled our economy that we don't count for anything. Hell, the ruble is worth more than the dollar is, I think, just about. I mean, we're worth, what, 0.65 of a... A euro now or something?
We're absolutely weak. You're right about that. And also, Congressman Perlmutter's right, too. Oil speculation is also driving it up.
Oh, God. That's the major problem. They've got to close all the loopholes and get... I mean, they left everything open after Enron. They didn't really fix anything. And I am so tired of the Democratic, quote-unquote, leadership, or lack of it. Pelosi, she's complicit with everything. Harry Reid is, the senator is complicit with everything. And everything is going down. It is so bad. And they're doing nothing to protect the American people, our soldiers, or anything else. My house was one of the houses that was flown over by the helicopters this week. And that was not... fun. It was horrible. And, I mean, I had to go home from work Wednesday. I was so freaked out still because I wasn't sleeping, and it's just... It was not fun.
Yeah, it's not. It's not a good. It's not. It's
no,
not a.
I'm a civilian. I am not designed for this kind of stuff.
No, it's not a good. It's not a good deal. And I'll tell you something else too. Okay, if we can take back the Senate,
mm-hmm.
and we can enlarge our control of the House,
yes.
then Congress will have no excuse,
right.
and nothing standing in their way. To be able, and put a Democratic president in the White House, to be able to make the changes that you and I and everybody else demands.
And how about Lieberman? Big surprise, going to speak at the Republican National
You know what? The first thing they ought to do, as soon as everybody's sworn in, is kick him out. Yes, kick him out of the Democratic Party.
He cannot caucus with us anymore. He's not even in the Democratic Party.
I agree.
He's not like what's his name, Bernie Sanders. He's an independent, but he's never been a real Democrat.
I agree.
I'm still kicked off at Gore for picking. Boy, I hope Gore gets selected as the VP.
Well, anyway. You know what? Yeah, I'm with you. Hey, Laverne, thanks. I got to run.
Have a good day.
Okay. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. Yeah. John, with traffic.
An early serious accident on the ramp from northbound 225 to westbound I-70, causing delays in Aurora. The ramp to 225 from Chambers is shut down while the police conduct an investigation. People are using Peoria, so now that's backing up too. Some cars also trying to get around the barriers, so police sticking around just a little bit longer than usual. Jams around the city, southbound 225 from Colfax to Alameda, westbound 76 at 74th Ave, and on southbound I-25 in the downtown corridor from I-70 down to Spear Boulevard. Today's forecast, mostly sunny to start the day. Cloudy this afternoon with the possibility of more isolated thunderstorms. High around 84, right now 59 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
The Denver Post is rating Three Mo Divas is exactly what it claims to be. Three more of the best and most exciting singers you're ever...
Every day, we're getting smarter. Health Smart Organic Foods, Gas Smart Hybrid Cars, and now Eco Smart Organic Insecticides. EcoSmart's patented blend of natural plant oils are just as effective as synthetic chemicals. They kill bugs fast, without any toxins or harmful residue. So they're perfectly safe to use around children and pets. So get smart. Get safe, effective EcoSmart. Ant and roach, flying insect, and wasp and hornet killers. The 100% organic insecticide that works.
Multivitamin. Yeah, you'd be skeptical, right? We know it sounds too good to be true, so that's why we want to prove it to you with a free bottle of all-new Phytox Cardio. Phytox Cardio is a unique, revolutionary breakthrough because it contains the proven power of plant sterols. Plant sterols are clinically researched to lower your cholesterol naturally. Say goodbye to old-fashioned multivitamins without clinical science and say hello to Phytox Cardio from Purity Products. Find out how to get your free bottle today. Call 1-800-500-1093. Lower your cholesterol and support your energy. Yes, sure, you're skeptical, so discover it for yourself with a free, yes, a free bottle of Phytox Cardio. Try it before you buy it. You'll also receive a free bottle of Purity's famous pharmaceutical-grade fish oil, a $20 value, limit one per household. Call now, 1-800-500-1093. That's 1-800-500-1093.
52 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I love the folks who listen to this radio station. I mean, on one hand, some of you are pretty obnoxious, but on the other hand, all of you are smart, and all of you get involved, and I really like that. And I had a guy send me an email and said, "Well, you know, you're on the air every day, and you're always talking about Rocky's Autos, and what do you really know about Rocky's Autos? I mean, what do you really know about these folks?" And I said, "Well, let me give you some facts. First of all, I've known them over 12 years. Second of all, I have bought from them. Third of all, I go out there on a regular basis, so I see what they have and what they don't have. As a matter of fact, after I have lunch this morning, can I name drop? After I have lunch this morning with Scott Henderson and Michael Turner, I'm headed out to Rockies. So get out to Rockies yourself and check out the largest selection of clean, late model, previously owned vehicles. Their matching down incentive is still out there. Plus, they want to see your trade-in, and the selection is huge. Great people to deal with, too, like Spanky Herrera and Fred Lebrato and Gerard Menard and Johnny Mays and Jules and... There's just all kinds of good people working out there. They're open tonight until 9. They're open every Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Rockies Autos And let me tell you exactly where they are. You can't miss them. Big sign. Corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Who's ready for a better wild bird food? New Scott Songbird Selections. With the best ingredients and no added fillers, you'll attract more songbirds to your backyard. So fill your feeder with Scott Songbird Selections today. Visit scottswildbirdfood.com.
The U.S. Surgeon General has stated there's no safe level of indoor secondhand smoke. But did you know that 2 years after passage of the Colorado Clean Indoor Air Act, Denver International Airport still allows smoking indoors? Denver, Green City, Gray Airport. A message from the American Cancer Society. La,
la, la. Yeah! Come on! La, 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 la. La. John's shaking his head. Come on, man. Billy can sing. This guy's got pipes. You can't do that. A little scat singing there? Good stuff, man.
And your mommy's good looking, yeah.
Billy. 6:55, 55 minutes after the hour here, AM 760, Progressive Talk, slight chance of thunderstorms, high today 81. Let's go to Jason in Laramie. Jason, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay. Thanks for putting me on.
Sure.
I want to go back and talk briefly about what Congressman Perlmutter was talking about as far as the telecom bill goes. And I got to tell you, as an American, and as a private citizen, as someone who enjoys my privacy and is, lives in a virtual world a lot of the time through email and on the phone and on the Internet, I'm really worried with the idea of giving telecom companies any sort of a shield for doing what they know to be illegal. And this is why they know it to be illegal. The Fourth Amendment says you gotta have a warrant. We know that applies to phone calls. We know that applies to emails. They've got to have a warrant. You're telling me that Verizon and AT&T and all these other folks don't have an entire stable of attorneys working for them that can tell them and say when the administration comes to them with a national security letter, not a warrant, and says, this isn't a warrant, where's your warrant? And the administration says, well, don't worry, trust us, they're bad guys, we wouldn't lie to you. And they say, okay, really? They know that's wrong. They know it's against the law. It's not hard to figure out. And the Bush administration runs around saying that it's got to have this power because, oh my heavens, the sky is falling, because if we don't have this power, terrorists are going to get away, ignoring the fact that the FISA court will let you go and wiretap 72 hours in advance. The judges are very pliable. I mean, they'll meet you at 3 o'clock in the morning in their bathroom.
And they, yes, they very rarely have ever turned any requests down. Maybe like 10 over the years. So, I agree with you. I'll tell you what we have, and I'm going to play it. I'll play it after the news. But I'll tell you what we have. Did you see Keith Olbermann at Countdown last night?
Yeah, I did watch that last night.
All right, we're going to run that. We're going to run that Turley cut again. And we're going to run it again next hour.
I just want to say one last thing. You know, everybody, get online, House.gov, Senate.gov, and call your congressman. For the love of God, these are your rights that are going away right in front of your very eyes.
I agree.
If you can't take 15 minutes out of your life to run your own freaking democracy, then you don't deserve it anymore.
Yeah, well,
I
agree, man. You get the government you deserve. Hey, thanks. I appreciate the call, Jason.
All right, Jay. Have a great one.
All right. More coming up, including that Keith Olbermann piece, and also Tara Trujillo from Congressman Mark Udall's office, and your phone calls, too, on Friday. Stick around.
If you're over 50, there's only one thing worse than not having the health coverage you need, and that's having to talk to some stranger about what kind of coverage you need. But now you can get the help you need from someone you know you can trust. AARP. For over 50 years, AARP has helped people like you feel confident about the health decisions they need to make. No matter what kind of health coverage you need, dental, health, and long-term care insurance, prescription, vision, and fitness discounts, this free information can help you choose with confidence. Call now, 1-800-500-3540. AARP is not an insurance company and will not recommend plans to you. You'll simply receive personalized information from the providers of these products to help you evaluate your needs before you choose what's right for you. Whether you're an AARP member or not, call now for your free personalized information on health insurance and discounts. 1-800-500-3540. That's 1-800-500-3540. 1-800-500-3540.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. And AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Peter Mayer in Washington.
It's been a man's world in the VA.
Veterans Affairs official Jennifer Hayes as the department holds a summit today on issues involving the growing number of women veterans.
You know, that probably is the greatest challenge, that women will continue to be a minority of the veterans that we see.
But women warriors are a growing minority. A recent internal report showed a gap between services for men and women at some VA facilities. No surprise to Tammy Duckworth, the Illinois veterans chief lost both legs in the Iraq War.
This is the first time in our nation's history that we've had this many females, and especially combat veterans who are females, entering the VA system.
The numbers tell the story. More than 200,000 women on active duty, and there are nearly 2 million women veterans. I'm Peter Mayer in Washington. Now with more CBS News, here's Frank Settapani.
They've got trouble in River City, all those river cities that sit along the swollen Mississippi.
I see it closer, so it's coming up faster.
Coming up faster in Winfield, Missouri, fast enough to keep thousands of people out of flooded or flood-threatened homes, but not as fast as feared. CBS's Ben Tracy is on the flood watch.
The flooding forecast is being ratcheted down all along the Mississippi this morning. While the water is still slowly rising in some places, it's not likely to get as high as they once thought.
Dangerous triple-digit heat is keeping emergency crews busy in Southern California and other parts of the Southwest.
We get cramps. We get some heat stroke stuff. We get fainting. We get seizures.
Today's readings could be higher than yesterday's record highs. Mother Nature may turn the thermostat down over the weekend. Did the VA give some Cold War veterans a raw deal? Live to CBS News correspondent Steve Kathan. What's the issue here, Steve?
Well, the issue is fairness, according to veterans advocates. Pentagon figures obtained by the Associated Press show the VA approved 6% of health claims filed by veterans of 1960s chemical tests. Compare that to 88% from the Gulf War and 90% from Iraq and Afghanistan. Vets involved in those tests have been pressing for help. They claim cancer and other illnesses were caused by exposure. Frank?
A former White House press secretary is ready to raise his hand for the House Judiciary Committee 30 minutes from now. CBS News congressional correspondent Bob Fuss.
At a hearing guaranteed to embarrass the White House, President Bush's former press secretary, Scott McClellan, will be questioned about the leaking of the name of CIA agent Valerie Plame. At a White House briefing in 2003, McClellan told reporters top White House aides Karl Rove and Scooter Libby didn't do it.
Those individuals assured me they were not involved in this.
But in his new book, McClellan says he wasn't told the truth by Rove and Libby and by President Bush, and he'll be pressed today on whether there was a concerted White House strategy to cover up that leak.
From NBC News in Washington.
NBC Nightly News anchor Brian Williams will host Meet the Press this Sunday. The network has not named a permanent replacement for the late Tim Russert. S&P futures are down 9 points. This is CBS News.
Why hasn't someone thought of this before? Take the hybrid to its logical extreme. Put a hybrid propulsion system in a place where it can do some real good. A full-size SUV utilizing electric and gasoline working together to do full-size chores. The Chevy Tahoe Hybrid. It's a whole new level of efficiency. The Green Car Journal thinks so. They named it their 2008 Green Car of the Year. Limited availability. Go to Chevy.com and learn more.
Computer security threats such as spam, spyware, viruses, and hackers invade your business every day through email, instant messaging, web browsing, and your company's website. With no software to install and no per-user license fees, Barracuda Network firewalls are easy to set up and affordable. Do what 50,000 other companies have done. Reclaim your network with a Barracuda Network firewall. For a free evaluation unit, call Barracuda Networks, 888-ANTI-SPAM, 888-ANTI-SPAM, or go online to barracuda.com.
Good morning, I'm Karen Trinidad with an AM 760 local news update. It's been 1 month since the devastating tornadoes in Windsor, and there's still a lot of work to do. All over town, there are signs on lawns and rights of way for roofing companies, and roofers are busy.
The guy that I'm doing work for has got work every day now for several months at least.
That roofer says all the work is great for the local building economy, but sad for the families who have lost so much. A second rafting death in Colorado in less than a week. This time, a 61-year-old man died after falling into the Arkansas River in Salida. The Chaffee County Sheriff's Office says a guide and three clients were in the raft when it flipped, and the man was swept away. He was pulled about a mile downstream. On Tuesday, a 67-year-old rafter from Virginia drowned in the Arkansas River near Buena Vista. Denver mayor says the city will resist efforts by the ACLU to learn about police tactics for the Democratic National Convention. Hickenlooper says some information has to be confidential.
We're not about to say what strategies we're using and how we're preparing for them, right? That's giving them even more ammo.
Hickenlooper says he can't understand how anyone would expect Denver to disclose that information. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Karen Trinidad. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Police are investigating a serious accident on the ramp from 225 to westbound I-70. Now, I-70 is not too bad, but it looks like Peoria is really where we're seeing the big-time delays. We're also getting those usual slowdowns on I-25 downtown, as well as eastbound 270 at Vasquez. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
It's the JCPenney lowest prices of the season sale. Get great night and day doorbusters Friday, 5 p.m. till close, and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. One more reason JCPenney is the smart place to shop for summer. Don't miss the JCPenney lowest prices of the season sale. JCPenney offer ends June 21st.
Hello, this is Ridian Orr from the Orr Law Firm, LLC. Have you or someone you know received a DUI? If you want to talk to someone who can explain your options, call the Orr Law Firm. If you have questions, the Orr Law Firm has the answers. DUIs require critical attention. In some cases, you may only have 7 days to act to protect your rights. Don't wait. Call 303-818-2448 or log on to orlaw.com. That's O-R-R-L-A-W.com for a free consultation.
Jay Marvin. This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Can I use a cliche? Like Jerry Lee Lewis used to say, hanging in like Gunga Din. 7:06, 6 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, a Progressive Talk. Slight chance of thunderstorms, high today 81. Thrilling, chilling with Bob Dylan?
No, chilling like Bob Dylan.
Chilling like Bob Dylan? I don't know. Am I using a dated reference there? Does anybody have any idea who Jerry Lee Lewis is?
He holds a drive every year, right?
Oh, come on. Are you telling me you don't know who Jerry
Lewis is? No, I know who Jerry Lee Lewis is.
Okay.
Rat Packer.
No!
No, the piano player.
Yeah!
Great Balls of Fire?
Yes!
That Jerry Lee Lewis?
Yes!
I always screw those two up.
Always. Not the NBA guy. Oh, Lord. I feel like I'm 100 years old.
He's pretty old.
Who, Jerry Lewis or Jerry Lee?
Jerry Lewis.
They both are.
What was Jerry Lewis's gaffe last year? The audio clip we played a lot?
Oh, I don't remember. All right. 7:07, 7 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. We'll take more of your calls coming up, but I wanted to play this. I want you to catch this if you didn't catch it last night. I want to run it again. This is courtesy of MSNBC and Countdown. This is Keith Olbermann with Jonathan Turley talking about the FISA vote that is coming up in the House of Representatives either this morning or this afternoon. Check this out.
Never appease political bullies, President Bush admonished at the Israeli Knesset. Oddly, House Democrats chose to ignore him on the subject of dealing with him. A new FISA bill that gives President Bush exactly what he wants, increased abilities to spy on Americans without warrants, and a level of immunity for the telecom companies who already illegally spied on Americans for him. Our fourth story in the countdown, and the Democrats may split over the tentative deal. The bipartisan bill would allow the government to use broad wiretaps to wiretap foreigners and the chance to spy on Americans without any warrant if they think it's an emergency for up to 7 days. It also gives the phone companies immunity for past crimes if a district judge decided they get a or got a valid wiretap request from the White House. This is expected to go to the floor tomorrow and to the Senate next week. While House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer supports what he refers to as a compromise bill, emphasis on the compromise, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid actually praised parts of it. Senator Russ Feingold ripped the thing and implicitly his fellow Democrats who agreed to it apart. Quoting him, the proposed FISA deal is not a compromise, it is a capitulation. The House and Senate should not be taking up this bill, which effectively guarantees immunity for telecom companies alleged to have participated in the president's illegal program and which fails to protect the privacy of law-abiding Americans at home. Allowing courts to review the question of immunity is meaningless when the same legislation essentially requires the court to grant immunity. Let's turn now once again to George Washington University law professor and constitutional expert Jonathan Turley. Thanks for your time tonight, John.
Hi, Keith.
Have the Democrats blinked, or are Mr. Feingold and Mr. Leahy going to kill this in the Senate?
Well, this is more like a one-man staring contest. I mean, the Democrats never really were engaged in this. In fact, they repeatedly tried to cave in to the White House, only to be stopped by civil libertarians and bloggers. And each time, they would put it on the shelf, wait a few months. They did this before, reintroduced it with Jay Rockefeller's support. And then there was another great, you know, dust-up, and they pulled it back. I think they're simply waiting to see if the public's interest will wane. And we'll see that tomorrow, because this bill has quite literally no public value for citizens or civil liberties. It is reverse engineering, the type of thing that the Bush administration is famous for, and now the Democrats are doing, that is to change the law to conform to past conduct. It's what any criminal would love to do. You rob a bank, go to the legislature, and change the law to say that robbing banks is lawful.
But, of course, it's not just that. I mean, ostensibly, it is about granting immunity to the telecoms for what they've already done that would be illegal. But is it also not about giving them a pass on what they may yet do that may yet be illegal?
Yeah, this is a very frightening bill. I mean, people have to understand that FISA itself is controversial. This court issued tens of thousands of warrants, granted applications for surveillance without turning down any. Only recently did they turn down two. So the standard is already so low that they have virtually never refused a request. That standard, however, was too high for the Bush administration. And so people need to be very, very much aware of this bill. What you're seeing in this bill is an evisceration of the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution. It is something that allows the president and the government to go into law-abiding homes on their word alone, their suspicion alone, and to engage in warrantless surveillance. That's what the framers that drafted the Fourth Amendment wanted to prevent.
And also hidden in here behind this headline, if you immunize the telecoms, are you not also immunizing the president, the Bush administration, and to some degree the Congress that went along with all of these crimes in the last 7 years?
Oh, there's no question in my mind that there is an obvious level of collusion here. We now know that Democratic leadership knew about the illegal surveillance program almost from its inception. Even when they were campaigning about fighting for civil liberties, they were aware of an unlawful surveillance program as well as a torture program. And ever since that came out, the Democrats have been silently trying to kill any effort to hold anyone accountable, because that list could very well include some of their own members. And I'm afraid this is Washington politics at the worst. And so I think that what you're seeing with this bill is not just caving into a very powerful lobby, but also caving into sort of the worst motivations on Capitol Hill since 9/11. You know, the administration was very adept at bringing in Democrats at a time when they knew they couldn't refuse,
yep,
to make them buy into this program. And now that investment is bearing fruit.
So it's self-protection is the answer to the question of why Congress did not let FISA, just this bill, at least go sunset and do this in the next administration. The answer is really self-protection?
I'm afraid it is. And I also don't understand why they didn't let that happen, because what you would be left with would be judges who would have to look at whether there was a basis for engaging in surveillance. What's so horrible about that? The old FISA law, by the way, had a provision that said that if there was an emergency, you didn't have to get an immediate FISA approval, something that the president continually omits from his comments, making it sound like you'd have to stand there knocking on doors before you could chase Al-Qaeda. That was never the case.
So this is not FISA, this is CYA. Jonathan Turley of George Washington University. As always, John, our great thanks.
Thank you, Keith.
All right, there's Keith Olbermann and Jonathan Turley. Thank you to MSNBC. And countdown, 7:14, 14 minutes after 7. Jay Marvin with you. So essentially, this FISA thing is wrong. So get on the horn and call your Congress folks. Call your representatives. Call Marilyn Manson Musgrave. Call Diana DeGette. Call Mark Udall. Call Ed Perlmutter. Call Doug Lamb. Call Jonathan Salazar. Call them all. And tell them that giving the telecom companies any immunity whatsoever is absolutely wrong. And the idea of immunizing Bush and these folks from being prosecuted later is absolutely wrong. Just absolutely wrong. 303-713-7600, open phones. Let's go to Preston, who is hanging on in Denver. Preston, you're on AM 760.
Hi, Jay.
Hey.
I noticed that once again this year, AM 760 is a sponsor of the Earthworks Expo.
Yep.
And if people are curious, it's at the Denver Merchandise Mart this weekend. And there's going to be all kinds of green business ventures, solar providers, animal welfare groups, and great speakers, including a lady who's the director of Green Print Denver, which is an effort to plant tens of thousands of trees here in Denver and encourage urban gardens and all kinds of good stuff like that.
Yeah, sounds. You know what? It's always a fabulous time, is what I hear.
It is, and there are these sustainable gatherings going on more and more across the country and around the world. And I think it's one of the very hopeful signs that we see. And I also really quickly want to touch again on Venezuela. You encouraged me to look up that article about the snitch law that Chavez tried to pass.
Mm-hmm.
And I found a couple articles in the LA Times regarding it. And again, I'm very much against that sort of thing, but one of the LA Times article asked, is he rightfully paranoid? And they went through a list of some of the things that give that administration a lot of reason to be concerned, including them being surrounded by U.S. military bases and a Navy jet entering their airspace and a number of other things. They also referred to the earlier coup attempt and so on and so forth. And I think a quote from an earlier South American leader, I think, can teach us a little something about where they're coming from. And this is from Simon Bolivar, who's considered the George Washington of South America. He said, "There is at the head of this great continent a very powerful country, very rich, very warlike, and capable of anything. The United States seems destined to plague and torment the continent in the name of freedom." And I think we should keep that in mind.
Well, I don't think he's not the only one that's spoken out against that. So is Jose Marti. There have been a lot of leaders that have spoken out against it, and there's no question that we have done terrible things in South America and Central America. I mean, people don't want to face up to this country's history of being involved with people like General Walker, who wanted to anoint himself king of Nicaragua.
Yeah.
I mean, we have all of that, but still, and I think our foreign policy and our national policy towards this country should change, but still. It doesn't justify what Hugo Chavez is doing. It doesn't justify shutting down opposition press. It doesn't. Justify. Yes, he is. He has done it. And all you have to do is just go look at any organization that delves into this, from the Penn Center to Amnesty International to any human rights organization, that he has shut down opposition press. He has taken opposition TV off, radio too, and that he that he tried to become president for life. And there is no reason at all in any situation for any country to have a president for life. There's no reason.
Right. I wouldn't want to see a president for life for sure. I think the RCTV incident is a little more complicated. For instance, if executives at NBC had involved themselves in instigating a military coup that removed our president, they wouldn't have had their charter revoked or not renewed, actually, is what happened. What would have happened is they would have been tried for treason and executed.
No, I don't.
What Chavez did was completely within the Constitution
of that country. Well, it might be within the Constitution, but I don't think it makes it right. I mean, the GDR used to have a Constitution too, Preston, but it didn't necessarily make it right. And the media, you know, this idea that the media
military coups are not right.
Well, yeah, but this idea that the media encourages insurrection is just something used to squelch free speech. I mean, it's not. You know, people aren't going to act unless they feel like they have to, and no matter what the media says,
it's not going to,
you know, you can't silence opposition. You can't silence people who criticize you, and that's what he was into doing.
And the opposition is all over Venezuela media. If you go there to Caracas and all the other cities, the opposition dominates the media. We're given this false impression.
Yeah, but you can make the case that the media that the right wing dominated the media all during the Clinton years too, and that they said terrible. Yeah. And the nasty things like the murder of Vince Foster, but would you want to go around and shut them up?
And if they had put a general in office and taken Clinton,
would their charter
at least not renewed?
All right, well then you know
definitely.
What?
Like Fox News, if they didn't get their charter renewed, I'd be great.
Okay,
and
well
if they
then you know what?
With
then
the popular media, fantastic. We should do that now.
All right, well see, I disagree with you. Because you know what you want? You want censorship, and I don't want censorship.
No, I want freedom of press. Actually.
There's no freedom of press if you have censorship.
How can there be freedom of censorship now?
How can there be, and it's not right. How can there be freedom of press and have censorship at the same time? In other words, how do you get freedom of press or freedom of the media or freedom of thought if you silence people?
Exactly. And their approach, and it's not just Chavez. This is the whole society, the 80%. Of the society that's supporting, they're saying we need more voices on our media. They're nationalizing
a
lot of their industries.
We need more voices on the media here. But the idea is you don't shut down those who disagree with you. Preston, I gotta go. I appreciate the call.
Thanks,
man.
Jay.
Call me again.
You bet. Bye bye.
All right. It's 7:21, 21 minutes after 7. AM 760 Progressive Talk. Open phones here this morning. Those phones are ringing off the hook, aren't they? I might have to invoke MacArthur Park. I see that as a possibility. Speaking of shutting down the opposition. So get off your half moons. See what I mean? Look. Okay. Far too much silence here in the last couple of days. Participation is the name of the game.
Why is everybody so tight-lipped out there?
Yeah. You want us to torture you with bad music?
We got a lot of bad music here.
Yeah, we'll fling it. No problem.
Hey, you got to do me a favor.
Maybe there's nobody out there that's interested in anything. What? What do you want?
You still talking to Big Head Todd?
Am I still talking to him?
Yeah. Will you be talking to him since the concert?
Exchange emails.
Can you get me a copy of the Studio C version?
You know what, man? I'm not going to go ask him for something.
Oh, you know he has it. He'd do it for us. We can play it here, just so we can play it as bumper music.
I'm going to KBCO and ask them.
No, come on.
I'm not asking him. I don't want to ask him. You go to KBCO and ask him.
I'll ask him. I got his email.
All right, you email him.
Okay. It's good stuff, man.
Oh, I know it is, but I still...
That Studio C jam session that he had a couple weeks ago is some of the best stuff I've heard in a long time.
Yeah, and the show was great at Red Rocks, but I don't want to...
That's not stepping on any toes, is it?
No, I hate to ask for stuff,
you
man.
You hate to ask for anything.
Well, you're right.
But you love to give.
Well, maybe so, but I just don't... I'm not comfortable asking people for stuff. I'm not comfortable asking for favors.
Except for me.
No, you ask for your own. 7:22, 22 minutes after 7, John Turk with traffic.
That fatal crash on the ramp to westbound I-70 from 225 still causing major delays in Aurora. Chambers on-ramp to 70 is closed, and now Peoria really filling up as well. Traffic elsewhere around the metro pretty light, but the usual congestion in the downtown area on southbound I-25 at Park Avenue. It's also happening eastbound 270 at York and westbound 76 at 74th Avenue. To the south, eastbound C-470 is full for you from Lucent up to University. Today's forecast, mostly sunny, isolated thunderstorms up.
Jack Meissig, Heating and Cooling here to remind you that the preseason air conditioning specials end July 1st. That's right. Now's the time to save on that new air conditioner before the prices increase for the hot summer ahead. We even have financing available with no payments, no interest for one full year with approved credit. Call today at 303-463-8541 and don't get shut out. That's Jack Meissig, Heating and Cooling at 303-463-8541, accredited member of the Better Business Bureau.
Cubicles, temporary housing for the business world. Corporate America's way of saying close but no cigar, or door, or dignity. These open-air monuments to labor leave you exposed to all the workplace elements, and yet there you sit every day waiting to upgrade. Well, at Budget Rent-A-Car, we're in the upgrading business. To prove it, we're offering you the big boy upgrade. A single-class upgrade every time you rent a car. It's just one more way Budget is upgrading the entire rental car experience. We call it big boy service without the big boy prices. Too long a motto to hang in a cube, but a good way to make sure that all the services we offer, from e-receipt to fast brake, get you on the road faster and happier. So if you want the big boy upgrade, stick a note on that half a wall you call a workstation and remind yourself to rent like a genius. Show off your business sense and you can get a single class upgrade every time you rent. Just go to budget.com/upgrade. Rent budget and rent like a genius. Subject to availability. See website for full terms and conditions.
What I am saying is, though, if you're out there and you're considering buying, you ought to consider Rockies. Corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
The world calls us small business owners, but really,
there's nothing small about us. We have big ideas.
We see huge potential. We have
larger-than-life expectations, which is why we and millions of other business owners use Visa Business.
Because we do business with a great big world and no other card.
No other card.
No other card is more accepted by it.
Visa Business, used for big ideas. Visit visa.com/smallbusiness.
Flying from Denver to Sacramento, New Orleans, or Fort Lauderdale? Southwest Airlines can get you to Sacramento, New Orleans, or Fort Lauderdale nonstop starting August 4th. Southwest is taking you places nonstop. Visit southwest.com.
You are now free to move about the country.
Who's ready for a better wild bird food? New Scott Songbird selections. With the best ingredients and no added fillers, you'll attract more songbirds to your backyard. So fill your feeder with Scott Songbird selections today. Visit scottswildbirdfood.com.
86% of the American people think it's going to go to $5 a gallon. Many people think that our economy is starting to tank and we're in this recession because we cannot control energy costs. Want to stimulate the economy? Let's try something different.
Ed Schultz, mornings 10 to 1.
McCain is now saying Obama's economic policies are that of Jimmy Carter's.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
That's probably the most clever thing that McCain has said so far.
Minutes after 7 here, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marv along with you. And we got Tara Trujillo, spokesperson for Congressman Udall, coming up here in a little bit. And we're going to play some cuts from Bob Schaefer and then have her comment on those. Let's go to Patrick in Boulder. Patrick, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How are you?
Fine.
I want to, I'm just going to ask your opinion on something, and then I'll just get off the line. And all the discussions, obviously, with a campaign coming up, you get into a lot of talk with people. And there's this starry-eyed thing. Right now I'm a contractor to the DOD, and I get to see and hear a lot of great, ugly things. And people think, you know, one guy from the south side of Chicago is going to get in president and just, like, flip a switch. And life is going to be Little League on Saturday and Dairy Queen afterwards, and we're all back to America. And I'm voting for Obama for sure because it's the right thing to do, but I'm not so damn starry-eyed that I think he's just going to come in and just like be the hero of heroes and tackle corporate it's such a huge machine, America, that, and it's so corrupt. And it's not just going to happen overnight. So I just want your opinion on that.
Well, my opinion on it is you're absolutely right. You're 100% right. But that's why you got to follow through. And what you got to follow through and do is not only put him in office, but you've also got to turn around and do things like send the Colorado congressional delegation back to Washington, minus Marilyn Musgrave, minus Mr. Lamborn, and also make sure that Mark Udall gets in the Senate. Because if you can get control of things in the legislature, the legislative part of the government, and you can get control of the White House, then you can begin to take a critical look at what's gone on and who's done what and try to fix what is not right. But if you don't have that, then what you end up having is you end up having a tug of war between the executive branch and the legislative branch, and you get no cooperation at all on anything.
It's the corporate corruption that really, really worries me. It really does. Starts sticking his hands in their pockets,
That whole dynamic is changing. And the reason it's changing is just what he said, what Obama said yesterday about public financing. He believes in it, but really twofold. One, he believes the system is broken, and he's right about that. And the other thing is he really is running public financing because you and I, the public, are giving him $20, $15, $25, $50, $100. And let me tell you something, okay? Not only are the Republicans scared of this, but the Democratic establishment is scared of it as well. Because what it does is it squeezes the fat cats out. And sooner or later, it's going to get to, well, it is at the point now with him, that there are so many contributors, the FEC doesn't have the people power to go through all the applications. And it's just going to get bigger. And eventually what's going to happen is a person can run for office with some seed money, and they can turn around and they can say to these fat cat contributors, you know what, listen, I don't need you. Because I can go directly to the people who count, who are the people like you and me and everybody else, and they can go log into my they can go to my website, and with a credit card, they can give me $25.
Right.
And so what do I need to go to you for when I can raise a tremendous amount of money on my own, and I don't need your help? And therefore, since I don't need your help, then you know what? I don't have to do anything for you either.
Well, thanks for the education, because I'm just walking around seeing starry eyes, and I'm going, boy, I guess I've become jaded and trusting, which would be a natural reaction to what's been going on. But,
well, I think we all have. But realize that there's a technological revolution happening right underneath your feet and my feet and everybody else's feet. And if it hadn't been Barack Obama, Patrick, it would be somebody else.
Okay. I agree with that 100%.
All right.
So thanks, man.
All right, have a great day.
You too.
Okay, good weekend. Couple lines open at 303-713-7600. 731, 31 minutes after the hour on AM 760, and I get disgusted with business as usual, just like you do. 731, 31 minutes after the hour on AM 760, Progressive Talk, John Turk, traffic.
Really, our only problem around Denver and Boulder on the highways is that police investigation continuing on westbound I-70 and 225, where we had an early fatal. Folks having a hard time getting out of Aurora. Chambers ramp to I-70 is closed, and Peoria really jammed as everyone using that as a detour. On the other major highways, usual slow spots, but traffic is pretty light and quiet this morning. One side street crash at Parker Road and Quincy. Today's forecast mostly sunny, then cloudy this afternoon with a possibility of isolated thunderstorms. High around 84, right now 60. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Commuting to a bad job can cause road rage. This is followed by parking rage, then elevator rage, then cubicle rage, then coffee.
Hi, this is Joe's Truly Dr. Daddio, asking you to tune in every Sunday from 3 p.m. until 5 p.m. for my show, Talking with Dr. Daddio, the show where we talk about what's happening in our local and national communities, our businesses, schools, political, civic, social, and religious activities, and many other problems that we face every day. So let's make a date, Sunday, Talking with Dr. Daddio, from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. right here on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk Radio. Don't miss it.
Don't let car buying make you sad
just because your credit's bad.
There's a place that you can go
even when you got no dough.
Go to itsmycarnow.com.
Listen up. Need some wheels but got no cash and your credit's bad? This is not a problem at itsmycarnow.com. Auto loans is what we do, period. That means you could be driving today. What you waiting for? itsmycarnow.com.
itsmycarnow.com.
Where and how to do it. The Sustainable Living Online Expo brought to you by Chevrolet is the answer. You'll find local speakers, green businesses, local organizations, forums where you can share your ideas with others, and much more will be added every week. The Sustainable Living Online Expo, or SLOE, spelled S-L-O-E. Find it now on am760.net. If you're a business who'd like to get involved, call 303-713-8595. That's 303-713-8595.
If your credit card debt has gotten out of control, here's one powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. You have the right to settle your credit card debt for a fraction of what you owe. We're Consumer Debt Advocate, and we'd like you to call for your free consultation. 1-800-300-3389. Don't ruin your credit by declaring bankruptcy. Find out how we can settle your credit card debt for a fraction of what you owe. Call 1-800-300-3389. 1-800-300-3389. 1-800-300-3389.
What if I said you could lower your cholesterol and support your energy levels simply by taking a multivitamin? Yeah, you'd be skeptical, right? We know it sounds too good to be true, so that's why we want to prove it to you with a free bottle of all-new Phytox Cardio. Phytox Cardio is a unique, revolutionary breakthrough because it contains the proven power of plant sterols. Plant sterols are clinically researched to lower your cholesterol naturally. Say goodbye to old-fashioned multivitamins without clinical science and say hello to Phytox Cardio from Purity Products. Find out how to get your free bottle today. Call 1-800-500-1093. Lower your cholesterol and support your energy. Yes, sure, you're skeptical. So discover it for yourself with a free, yes, a free bottle of Phytox Cardio. Try it before you buy it. You'll also receive a free bottle of Purity's famous pharmaceutical-grade fish oil, a $20 value, limit one per household. Call now, 1-800-500-1093. That's 1-800-500-1093.
When I crawled out of bed this morning, I could tell something wasn't right. There were cigarettes in the ashtrays, and they weren't showing me.
7:35, 35 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Slight chance of thunderstorms, high today 81. And we're going to talk to Congressman Mark Udall's Communications Director, Tara Trujillo. She is our special guest to talk about what he's doing to drive down oil costs. You can check him out at markudall.com. And as always, for full disclosure, I have given money to his campaign, and my wife Mary works on his campaign. And Tara, good morning, and welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much, Jay, for having me on. I really appreciate the opportunity.
No problem. First thing I want to do before we get into what the congressman is proposing, I want you to listen to some cuts of his opponent, Bob Schaefer. This is from KOA Radio, and you can comment on each one of these if you want to, or you can pass on some of them. It doesn't make any difference, but some of these are pretty outrageous. So, John, let's get the first one.
It is ridiculous for Americans to be constrained in their own capacity to produce energy, American energy, and at a time when American consumers are left with the only other option, which is looking to Arab states, Middle East states, countries surrounding the Persian Gulf that are energy producers right now. We're making them rich while Americans are paying more and more with weaker dollars. This is a problem that Americans are facing and paying for today. That it is by design. It is as a matter of policy that has been insisted upon by people who reside on the left side of the political spectrum back in Washington and elsewhere.
Well, it's
that's a fairy tale on his part,
isn't it? I mean, I think it's funny coming from a man who described himself as, "I'm in the oil and gas business, and I enjoy doing that. That's the fun part." You know, there's only one oil and gas executive in this race, and we all know it's Bob Schaefer. I don't think he's probably ever said the words renewable energy before January of this year.
Yeah, I think you're right. And he's sitting there saying that it's by design by the left. I mean, Bob. Okay, Bob. Like, I'll bet you $1,000 right now. Well, let's really throw down. I'll bet you and your sock puppet Wadhams $1,000 apiece that if I go through and audit all the votes over all the years of all of the House and Senate members, that the majority of them that have voted to support big oil and the Enron loophole, which is causing us a tremendous amount of damage, guess what party I bet you they would be members of?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, when Bob Schieffer does talk about energy, you know, he touts a 2001 energy bill that he voted for that gives tax incentives to renewables. But what he doesn't say is in that energy bill, it gave five times more tax incentives for oil and gas than it did renewable energy.
Yeah, that's typical. All right, here's cut number two.
I have no doubt that there are some Americans who have no vision of the future and believe that America's economic future and energy independence should be worse then than it is now.
Do you want to comment on that one?
You know, I think it's just, I mean, it's disappointing, I think, for a man who's been in the oil and gas business as long as he has, and it's obvious that that's where his loyalty lies, to then turn around and say, you know what, American people, I really feel where you're coming from. We've got to lower these gas prices, even though I made $1 million off of them over the last 5 years working for them. I really feel your pain.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think he understands what it's like for your average family to have to pay $4 for a gallon of gas. A lot of people here have two jobs. They can't even afford to drive to work now. They can't afford to pay for food on their table, and they can't afford to fly out of state to visit their family. We were in a mortgage crisis. I mean, times are tough, and I don't think he has any grasp on that.
Yeah, the rest of the world moves on to more fuel-efficient technology. We'll just follow Big Oil Bob's suggestion and live in the past. It's 7:40, 20 minutes. It's 7:40, 40 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Tara Trujillo is with us from Congressman Mark Udall's office. She is the communications director, I should say, from his campaign. All right, here's another. You'll love this one. Here's another Schieffer quote comment.
And Americans are changing their behavior. There's no question about that. But and I might point out there are other governors, Governor Crist, for example, down in Florida, who is rethinking the ban on offshore exploration around his country, especially at a time where you're seeing Cubans increase their appetite for energy production just 30 to 50 miles off the coast of Florida. And governors are not unanimous, is my point. But Americans have to change their behavior, and that's what Americans do when they are fully engaged in driving a marketplace, and we see that quite a lot. The point here is that we need a broad-based approach to energy independence, not just a narrow one, and it needs to, as policymakers, and what I hope to be again in Washington, we need to take the broad view, utilize every single asset on America's menu on the table that can contribute to promoting America's independence. It has to involve a rather aggressive and a robust approach to renewable energy production. It has to include looking again in a fresh way at clean nuclear nuclear-powered electric generators to produce electricity for the American people. And it has to entail conservation as well. So we have to have a robust approach to those areas, which I've long been an advocate for all of those. However, we also have to realize that we are foolish, simply foolish, to be taking resources off the table in America, resources that we can produce here locally, create local jobs, local tax revenues for our schools, hospitals, and counties, and building roads, and for our state. And we've got to do it all.
You know, Jay, what President Bush didn't say.
I'm sorry.
I'm not quite sure who Bob Schieffer is these days. Talk about a complete makeover. You know, President Bush makes a big announcement to the country this week, saying that, you know, we have an energy crisis, and then he talks about what we need to do to lower gas prices. What he didn't say is that we already have 68 million acres onshore and offshore in the U.S. that are leased by oil companies. And if we tap them, it could generate an estimated 4.8 million barrels of oil a day. There is a reason why the Gulf of Mexico, close to Florida, and regions off California are off limits. It's because of the damage that oil spills could do to the environment and beaches that serve as the tourism engine for those economies. Mark Udall supports drilling as long as it's done responsibly, and we need to be responsible. And not only that, we need to access the 68 million acres that we already have access to that drilling isn't happening on.
Yeah, and you know what? Somebody should give Mr. Schaefer a geography lesson. Cuba's 90 miles off the coast of Florida. So if Cuba was drilling 10 to 20 miles, okay, outside their boundaries, unless my math's wrong, I don't think that would equate to 30 miles off the coast of Florida. Apparently Mr. Schaefer's never been down there and has no clue. Also, as somebody who watches Cuba a lot, I know that they've been looking around there for oil. Also, they've been looking around for nickel, too, as well, and they've yet to find either. So Schaefer points it out as if they're doing it, and once again, Big Oil Bob doesn't have his facts together.
You know, and really, again, this just hasn't been his stance until he decided to run for the U.S. Senate.
Yeah, exactly. All
it's
right,
funny to hear him talk about, you know, pushing a renewable energy portfolio.
Yeah, really, when he doesn't really have one.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, check this quote out.
Well, we'll do what we think we need to do to win. As far as expense, you're right. If I lose, Americans are going to pay dearly. And this energy issue is one that's front and center. Udall's approach on restricting energy production in Colorado costs Colorado jobs. It drives up the cost of energy. It's the reason we're paying $4 a gallon gasoline, and I'm just for lower prices.
If we don't vote for him, we're going to pay for it. Oh, my God, Bob, it makes me want to drop to my knees and say, Bob, solve all my problems in life.
You
I mean,
know,
what kind of idle threat is that?
As I said yesterday on KOA's show, there's only one oil and gas executive who was paid more than $1 million from an industry making record-breaking profits off the backs of hardworking families. They're getting $17 billion in tax breaks, and then they turn around and charge us $4 for a gallon of gas. I don't know about you, but that's a double whammy, Jay.
Oh, yeah. But it's also the idea that somebody who's running for office tells you the same, and this is the same old thing that they always do.
Absolutely.
Like, if you don't vote for me, you're going to be in big trouble. Oh, yeah, okay, Bob, sure.
And it's just a complete misrepresentation of Congressman Udall's hard work over the last 12 years while he was in the minority, pushing and pushing and pushing and, you know, not just reaching out to the Republicans, but stretching across the aisle to try to pass renewable energy legislation. And he's been on the forefront of this for a long time so that we didn't end up where we're at now. And now we're paying $4 for a gallon of gas. Now we're paying for, you know, higher prices for more just to get our basic energy needs met. This is something that had people had the vision 12 years ago, we probably could have avoided the situation we're in right now.
Well, we always get stuck in the same pattern because there are people like Big Oil Bob who keep doing the same thing. And what they keep doing is they keep wanting to repeat the failed patterns of the past, not only in their political rhetoric, but in their approach to ideas such as the energy problem. I mean, we've been warned about this, you know, for years. There are those of us who are old enough remember having to go through the first gas crisis, oil crisis, where we had to wait in line to get gasoline, and we had to do it by the odd and even numbers of license plates. I don't know where Bob was at that time, but all of these things have gone on, and yet he still wants to move backwards instead of forwards. All right, we have one more cut. Here's the last cut. Listen to this.
I have less faith in politicians. I think the solution is going to be found with the American people. What politicians need to do is let the marketplace work, let Americans seek lower cost, greater efficiency, and cleaner energy. And Colorado should be able, should be allowed to be a part of that solution. We just need politicians, particularly those on the liberal end of the spectrum, to allow the marketplace and the American people to lead rather than pretend politicians have all the answers.
Oh, Jay, I'm going to let you take the first stab at that one.
Well, what he's saying there is hypocritical. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's contradicting himself.
Absolutely.
He's talking about clean energy. Oil is not clean energy. So I don't know where he gets that. I mean, you know, there's the first thing right there. both sides of his mouth, Bob. I mean, he's talking one game, but he's playing another. That's what I deem out of it. And then when he says politicians do nothing, well, he ought to know about that, because when he was in Congress, he didn't do a damn thing. I mean, did he pass any major bills? I don't know of any.
But he did vote for that energy bill in 2001. They gave lots of tax incentives, lots of our taxpayer dollars to the oil and gas business. So.
Well, what he did was he took a $13,000 junket on Jack Abramoff is what he actually did.
He did that, too.
Yeah, he went to the Mariana Islands, and, you know, he still has
a pleasure trip.
Yeah, you know, parasailing and pretending that there's nothing going on there when he still hasn't explained that to us adequately. And I don't think we'll ever get an answer adequately about that, along with all of his other gaffes, which include, I was born, I love Colorado, blah, 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 that commercial he ran. Oops, had Mount McKinley in the background. I mean, and then we learned from these cuts that he doesn't have any geographical reference as far as Cuba goes. I mean, is this a guy you want to, you know, you want this guy as your senator? I don't think so.
I know, and then you have, you know, Congressman Udall, on the other hand, who's been fighting to make Colorado the nation's leader in renewable energy. He's been trying to do right by the people of Colorado, you know, listening to the communities and the local leaders and what's important to them, just to make sure that, you know, we live in a great state, but we can be even better. And he's got the vision. He's been working hard, and I'm amazed that, you know, Bob Schaefer's even in this race.
Yeah, I am too.
Couldn't be more opposite.
Yeah, I am too. And I think people should realize, Republicans, Independents, Democrats, Greens, wherever you sit, you got a critical choice here. You can either look towards the future or look in the past. And Congressman Mark Udall represents the future, which is one of the reasons why I believe in him. And ex-Congressman Bob Schaefer represents big interests, big moneyed interests, and represents the past. Because what he's talking about is he's talking about engaging practices that we've engaged in before, and look where we are now.
Absolutely. And I mean, it's funny hearing it from an oil and gas executive.
Yeah, it is. Plus, on top of that, you know something?
What?
What is it that he can't get the zip codes right? With this Boulder liberal. I mean, Congressman Udall doesn't live in Boulder. I mean,
I actually think he and his staff are still counting the mile markers between Boulder and El Dorado Springs right now as we speak.
I mean, what does he keep shopping that for? I mean, it makes him look like an idiot.
Well, you know, what it does is while people are struggling, you know, to put food on the table and pay for gas so that they can drive to work, you know, he's trying to figure out zip codes for different parts of the state. I mean, talk about out of touch.
He really is. Well, let me leave it on this note. You ought to be pretty happy about this story in the Denver Post. It shows that Congressman Udall has opened up a 9-point lead over Bob Schaefer.
Yes, I know. I know. We did see that poll. And, you know, I think right there it just shows that his message is getting out. You know, people are really listening. He's in touch with Coloradans.
Yeah. He really is. He's just, you know, he really is. Other than Ed Perlmutter, he's the most ordinary guy I think I've ever met. I think that says a lot. And I would hope the people in this state do not succumb to sock puppet Wadham's smear tactics, name calling. Let's just debate the issues here. And Big Oil Bob, which you could say that I'm name calling, but I think that's what he really is, that he put his plan on the table, which we've seen a little bit in those audio cuts we've run, and that Congressman Udall, who has been putting his plan on the table now for 12 years, that people consider what's out there and what's at stake. And if, once again, you want to, you know, live in the past, hey, Bob Schaefer's your man. You want to move to the future? Mark Udall's your man.
You're right, and I really don't think that Coloradans fall for that. I think they want to hear solutions. They want people who are forward-thinking. They want people who are going to get the job done. They don't want to hear name-calling. They don't want to see people pointing fingers. They want to hear what you're going to do to make their state a better place.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Tara, thank you. Thank you so much for your time. Appreciate you being here.
Hey, Jay, thanks again. I really appreciate it.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
All right, there's Tara Trujillo. From Mark Udall's campaign. And, boy, we should save those Schaefer cuts. Those things are Those things are prizes, aren't they? 722, 22 minutes after the hour here at AM 760 at Progressive Talk, particularly one about how if you don't vote for him, you're going to be like in big trouble. You're going to pay. Now, why is it that there are politicians in the world who keep using that about vote for me or die? I don't get that. 752, John, with traffic.
Jay, still watching major delays on Chambers and Peoria in Aurora. That's due to an early serious crash. It happened before 6 o'clock this morning on the ramp to westbound I-70 from northbound 225. Police are still conducting an investigation there. Elsewhere, accidents northbound Colorado at 69th. That one involves a cement truck. Got one in the south end, too, on Highlands Ranch, northbound Broadway at C-470. It sounds like the right lane is blocked there. Today's forecast, mostly sunny with isolated thunderstorms, a possibility.
Sustainable living, going green, whatever you want to call it, it's something we're all concerned about. Are you a business owner or manager who runs your business on sustainable practices? If so, we want you to be a part of our Sustainable Living Online Expo, or what we call SLO. We'll have audio presentations from experts in sustainable living, forums for visitors to interact and discuss how they're making a difference. And we'll have businesses like you. If you're interested in AM 760's Slow, then give us a call at 303-713-8595. That's 303-713-8595.com
for a free consultation. Proud member of the Tom Martino referral list.
Right now at AutoZone, you can get 5 quarts of Castrol conventional motor oil and a Bosch oil filter for just $14.99. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. Don't miss this deal. Get to AutoZone today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
7:54, 54 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, Presidential Brokerage, Intelligent Investment Guidance, and Mike Spear, Executive Vice President, reporting from his palatial leather-covered big-screen TV office. Good morning.
Hey, how are you, big dog?
I'm doing okay, man. Are you watching that gigantic screen in there?
I am. Yes, I am. I'm watching the stock market, and it's not looking very great today. We saw oil yesterday tumble $4.75 to close at $131.93. That on the news that China said they're going to raise gasoline prices over there 16% and diesel fuel 18%. So the hope was that that would cut some consumption and help us all out. But that's reversing today. Oil back up 331, and the market's not liking it. The Dow's down $1.40 or 140 points. We're at 11,924. NASDAQ Composite's down 30 at 24,33. S&P's down 14, and the Russell's down 5. So market looking a little peaky today, giving up some of yesterday's action.
Not a good way to end the Friday. All right, or end the week, I should say. All right, Mary and I were at your office yesterday, and you were doing some stuff for us. And describe what presidential brokerage and what you can do for other people.
Well, you know, we're money coaches. We're financial coordinators, I think, and financial coaches. We try to assemble the team of people that can help you achieve your financial goals. In some cases, it's getting an estate planning attorney in. And we talked to one of those yesterday, had some real good help in that area. We'll get some CPA advice, and we'll find some investments for you that we think will help you meet your goals. So if you'd like to see what we could do for you, stop by, have a cup of coffee, and we'll visit. 303, if you want to call us, let us know you're coming, that'd be good. So you have somebody that's available. The number's 303-749-2770. That's 303-749-2770.
You are the man. We'll talk to you on Monday.
I'll auction off on eBay the chair that you sat in, the famous J. Marvin.
Go away.
All right, buddy.
Mike Spear, Executive Vice President of Presidential Brokerage.
Topside is a licensed mortgage banker, rates based on an APR of 6.59%.
Attention homeowners, now is the time to break free of your adjustable rate or high rate mortgage. TopDot Mortgage has just been authorized by the federal government to offer higher FHA loan amounts to homeowners with less than perfect credit. You can now save hundreds of dollars every month with an FHA fixed rate as low as 5.75%, and your credit score may not be a factor. Find out your new low fixed rate for free by calling now, 1-800-700-1716. Now is the time to refinance your current adjustable mortgage to a low 30-year fixed rate, and your credit score may not even matter. You could save hundreds of dollars every month. These rates are only available for a limited time, so call now to learn your new low fixed rate for free, 1-800-700-1716. Again, to learn your new low fixed rate for free, call 1-800-700-1716. That's 1-800-700-1716. 1-800-700-1716. 1-800-700-1716.
If you could increase the effectiveness of your brain, would you do it? If you could discover an easy way to make your brain smarter, stronger, and faster for absolutely no cost at all, would you do it? Well, now you can with a free demo of IQ from Infinite Mind. Right now, we'll send you an absolutely free demo showing you how easy it is to increase your brain power in as little as 7 minutes. Call 1-800-400-3613. What have you got to lose? Call now to get your free demo. Call IQ at 1-800-400-3613. That's 1-800-400-3613.
Ecologic Designs is your local sustainable manufacturer of outdoor gear, lifestyle, and business products. The gear is 98% reclaimed and recycled by weight, and all production is within 18 miles of the warehouse in Boulder. Products include messenger bags, totes, personal accessories, and more. Order now at ecologicdesigns.com.
If I lose, Americans are going to pay dearly.
Big Oil Bob! Oh, God! Oh, Bob! Bob! Bail us out, Bob! Help us, Bob! I can't find my way to the restroom without you, Bob! All right, Chrissy Harvey, coming up next. Stand by for more action. Lock and load. Right, Bob? Or lock and drill.
Mario Solis Merritt.
TGIV, thank God it's Viernes. Today on the Mario Solis Merritt Show, we'll speak to Ethan Manuel from the Sierra Club and have the guys in from the Lowdown, too.
Today at 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then, we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
What about the discount, Jim?
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
What about the discount, Jim?
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Yeah, but what about the discount, Jim?
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Come on, Jim.
All right. Now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Aha! Finally!
Just call now, and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you about the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer, and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-500-8114 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-500-8114. 1-800-500-8114.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani.
There's nothing you can do about it. Just sit here and wait for it.
John Watson knows he can't stop a swollen Mississippi River, but Watson is determined to stop looters from taking what the flood leaves behind in Foley, Missouri. He's camped out on the roof of his house. Andy Binder at the Emergency Operations Command says 250 homes in Foley and other towns in Lincoln County have been wiped out by high water.
It doesn't appear that we have much of a levee structure left in the northern eastern part of Lincoln County. That water is flowing over the levees at such a rate that we can't tell if we have levees or not.
Officials say the flood crest may not be as high as once feared, but CBS's Harry Smith in Clarksville, Missouri, says the river is high enough.
The current out in the middle is just phenomenal. You can just see the water is just churning through here, rumbling a kind of a brown muck that's flying down the Mississippi.
Southern Californians are in for another day of blast furnace heat. In Woodland Hills near Los Angeles, the predicted high is 113. Some don't like it hot.
It's a little too hot for me.
It's hot.
Luckily, I'm indoors all day, but if I wasn't, I would just pray.
Heat and the possibility of dry lightning later in the day are expected to slow the struggle to control a big wildfire in the Los Padres National Forest. In Washington, the House Judiciary Committee is hearing from former White House Press Chief Scott McClellan. CBS's Bob Fuss is on Capitol Hill.
The White House blocked other top aides from testifying about the CIA leak case, but McClellan wrote about it in a book. He's telling the committee he was instructed to tell reporters a lie, that no one in the White House was involved in leaking the identity of CIA agent Valerie Plame. That's serious, says Chairman John Conyers.
Concerns about possible obstruction of justice are not trivial.
McClellan says he doesn't know if there was a cover-up, but he sure suggests it. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
A conference on issues that confront women who've served in the military is underway in Washington. CBS's Peter Mayer has that.
there are concerns about a gap between VA care for male veterans and services for returning women warriors. Jason Forrester with the group Veterans for America points to one critical medical area.
We need more providers who are specifically devoted to helping women readjust.
The VA says it is stepping up efforts to provide more mammography clinics, sexual trauma counseling, and other help for the ever-increasing number of women veterans.
House leaders have agreed on a bill that permits government eavesdropping on terror suspects in this country. President Bush wants fast action to complete the bill.
I encourage the House of Representatives to pass this bill today, and I ask the Senate to take it up quickly so our intelligence professionals can better protect Americans from harm.
Life on Mars? Maybe, maybe not, but the Mars Phoenix lander did find chunks of ice, suggesting the planet may have been able to support life at some point. In early trading, the Dow Industrials are down 160 points. This is CBS News.
I'm here to tell you that Geico.com is easy to use. I bet you already knew that. A website that's convenient and fast. Well, really, had no idea. Of course it's fast and easy. Now, allow me to go off script and tell you why Geico.com is so great. First, you can get a free rate quote right then and there. You can update your policy, make a payment, even report and track a claim. There's the news. There's the big aha. Sorry, just had to get it off my chest.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Have you heard the one about the guy who's looking for a good used car and actually finds one? No, really. Well, he got a Honda certified used car. Each undergoes a 150 point inspection, then backed by a 7-year, 100,000 mile limited powertrain warranty from the original in-service date, and a 12-month, 12,000 mile limited non-powertrain warranty. And now, get low 0.9% APR financing on all Pilot certified used Honda models. It may be used, but it's still a Honda.
See dealer for financing and limited warranty details.
Good morning, I'm Karen Trinidad with an AM 760 local news update. It's been a month since the devastating tornadoes hit Windsor, Colorado, and things are far from normal. Just about everywhere you look, you see signs for roofing companies. This man says he'll be roofing all summer long.
I mean, a lot of debris was flying around, and that's what pretty much took the roof off this house was debris flying, I guess. So.
He says the company he works for is booked solid with jobs for the next 2 or 3 months. Denver is $11 million short of what it promised to raise for the Democratic National Convention, but Mayor Hickenlooper says fundraisers will eventually meet their goal.
You know, we'll get there. It has taken much more time than I would have ever thought.
The mayor says it's a bit of a tough sell for a high-dollar donation just to get a credential on the floor of the Pepsi Center. A local realtor is criticizing President Bush in a flyer, and it's hitting a nerve with potential clients.
I had less than a half dozen negative phone calls. I've had 100 positive phone calls.
Sonia Leonard-Leonard with Leonard-Leonard Associates says she's passed out 2,000 flyers that list a dozen reasons why she would do a better job selling a house than President Bush. The cover page says if selling your house were easy, even President Bush could do it. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Karen Trinidad. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
There are still delays in the Montebello area. That due to an ongoing accident investigation of an earlier crash that occurred on the ramp from 225 to westbound I-70. There's also some slowdowns on I-25 downtown on that southbound side. Starts right around I-70, taking you past 23rd. Keep your eyes peeled for a car versus deer accident. This is on the Denver-bound side of I-70 near Idaho Springs. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Want to save money on gas? Just accumulate $100 in purchases at your neighborhood King Supers, and you can save 10 cents per gallon at participating King Supers fuel centers. See store for details. King Supers, right store, right price.
The world calls us small business owners, but really,
there's nothing small about us. We have big ideas.
We see huge potential. We have
larger than life expectations, which is why we
and millions of other business owners use Visa Business.
Because we do business with a great big world and no other card.
No other card.
No other card is more accepted by it.
Visa Business, used for big ideas. Visit visa.com/smallbusiness.
The strangest thing about George Bush, he begins to speak and the words start down. But then, inside his head, he hears the bell of an ice cream truck.
Jay Marvin. This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
8:06, 6 minutes after 8 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And real pleasure to hang with you this morning. Slight chance thunderstorms, high today 81.
And it's time to talk to Christy Harvey, Center for American Progress. She is strategic. She is the director of strategic communications at the center and serves as editor of Mic Check, a daily preparation service for radio producers and talk show hosts, which provides a progressive take on the news, politics, and the world of entertainment. Christy is also the co-founder and formerly served as co-editor of the CAP's daily newsletter, The Progress Report. Check out her work at miccheck.org. Good morning, Christy.
Hey, Jay, I got to warn you, everything I have to tell you today is kind of depressing.
I know. It's miccheckradio.org. And by the way, I have to tell this story about you. Christy wasn't on last week because there was a fire in Washington, D.C., and she could not get to her office. But you felt so guilty that you sent us an email and said that you were on for this week. And it was either that email or the one before that in which you enclosed an article proving to us that there was actually a fire. When we knew there was a fire.
I was convinced you thought I was making it up because I wanted to sleep in.
I thought you skipped out for another Washington Nationals game or something.
Yeah.
I know. I was like, oh, I have to show them. So I found the Washington Post piece that actually said it was like anarchy downtown on the streets and like had the picture of my office in front of it. I was like, they have to believe me if the Washington Post says it.
Well, what I figured we would, what I figured I would do is I figured I'd get on the air with you and go, oh, you know, nice excuse. However, I know somebody who saw you. At a baseball game.
Oh, yeah. No, actually, we couldn't get in because, and it was really scary because we're two blocks from the White House. So you would think that they would have a really, you know, crack team just in case things go wrong. And, you know, there were no crossing guards, and it was one switch flipped out at Pepco, the electric company, and there was one fire on a metro track. And it was like the fall of Saigon around here. It was crazy. All I could think of was, did you see the latest Die Hard?
Oh, yeah.
It was like that fire sale scene where, like, there were all the cars and nobody knew there were horns and no one knew what was going on and people were, like, wandering dazed on the street. So I went home and did laundry.
Well, so much for national security.
That's all I could think of was, oh, my God, and nothing, like, actually bad happened and this place is going nuts.
Yeah, what if something really bad
happens? What if something actually happens and they don't have crossing guards?
It's like, oh my God, anarchy USA. Okay.
I couldn't even get into my office to get my little terrorism kit that I keep in my bottom drawer. It's a roll of quarters and knife and some light sticks.
You have a terrorism kit in
I
your
do.
Drawer
my
oh,
mom gave
on.
It to me my mom gave it to me after 9/11.
Well, I have my windows taped up. Isn't that what they told us to do?
They did with duct tape, and then Tom Ridge went to work for Home Depot, which sold duct tape. I always thought that was wonderful.
Yeah, so did I. I thought that was kind of a unique segue. Let's start with this one. Big oil to get no-bid contracts for Iraq. We didn't go there for the oil, but ExxonMobil, Shell, Total, and British Petroleum, along with Chevron, are going to service and operate the oil fields in Iraq with no-bid contracts, which is not usually what goes on in the oil industry.
Exactly. And here's why this is bad. It is not bad that Exxon's going to work the Iraqi oil fields. The Iraqis need people to help them work the fields. That in itself is not the bad part. The bad part is, once again, we sort of turned a blind eye to how things are perceived and how things should work. And the U.S. worked with the Iraqi oil ministry and decided to just hand all of these U.S. companies, the ones you mentioned, all of these contracts, no bids. They didn't have to show how they would do it better than another company. They didn't have to, you know, do any of the paperwork. And they leapfrogged them over at least 40 other companies from other countries. So, of course, the rest of the world now is saying, oh, yeah, this is why the U.S. went there in the first place. We hate them, and it's you know, the Iraqi people are mad about it, and it looks bad, it smells bad. People hear no bid contract, and they know what that means. And it was just a really, really stupid decision.
And actually, really, if you look at it, British Petroleum and also Shell are not American companies. They're foreign-owned.
Right. But they are the biggies, and they did piggyback over other, for example, oil companies that know how to do this that are from the area and things like that.
Well, but they're in the favored circle.
Yes.
They get preferential treatment over everybody else.
And no big contracts are almost unheard of in the oil industry. You just don't do that. You know, you apply for the jobs and then you get the jobs, and that's how it's always done. And so the fact that they made an exception in Iraq, it made a lot of people squeamish, especially in the Middle East. Well, we don't want people to be feeling squeamish about us.
No, well, we just seem to not...
We're tone deaf. We're absolutely tone deaf. It's the strangest thing.
Yeah, it's the weirdest thing. It's like, you're saying in the United States of America, we can't hire somebody to step back, take a look, and say, okay, here's a couple of the reasons why the rest of the world doesn't really like us.
Right.
And why don't we make some adjustments here, or at least try to convince these other countries that we do care and we are making adjustments. In other words, we're really good at putting internal propaganda out and selling all kinds of things, from, you know, flip-flops to televisions to whatever it is, but yet we can't sell ourselves. I find that to be amazing.
How hard would it have been to say, you know what, Exxon, you guys made so much money last year, take a little break. Take 15 minutes and fill out this application and show why you should have this job as opposed to this other oil company from India that really wants it. And then, you know, you'll get it and everyone will know that this was an up and up and we did things according to the book. Instead of just saying, you know what, Exxon, we love you, take it.
Yeah.
Which is how it's being perceived.
That's exactly right. And I'll tell you, I tried to get him on the show and he can't do it till September. And I don't know, you're probably too young to remember him. So this probably doesn't, his name probably doesn't ring a bell, but I was trying to get Daniel Cohen Bendit on the show, who was known as Danny the Red in the May Day 68 riots in Paris, but he's now gone on to become a Green Party legislator in the European Parliament, and I wanted to get him on to talk about the rest of the world's perception of the United States, because he's sitting in Europe,
right,
and deals with a lot of the European countries and also a lot of countries outside of Europe, and to get him on to get his perspective and get his perspective on what he thinks things are, what's going on in the world now as compared back to 1968, and we can't get him on until September. So I was hoping to get him on either before or during the convention, because I used to think that it was that people here don't really care what other people in other countries think. But I don't think that's the case. I think what it is that we're not aware a lot of times about what they think unless we travel and hear it from somebody.
Well, and this sort of segues into another story that was big this week. But I think that also something people don't understand, people say, oh, you know, the rest of the world doesn't like us, so what? We're not in a popularity contest. But that's not the point. The point is when the rest of the world doesn't like us, Americans die. And it was this testimony this week that really struck me. It was in front of the Senate committee. They did some hearings on torture this week.
Right.
And they did the hearings on Guantanamo Bay and Abu Ghraib and the prisons in Afghanistan. And they had on the panel a guy named General Alberto Mora. Or I guess his name is just Alberto Mora. And he was the general counsel for the Navy from 2001 to 2006. So he was a guy, he was the lawyer for the Navy during all of this. And he had some of the most devastating testimony I think I've ever heard. I was riveted. And he actually said that they have studied why people are fighting us and killing Americans in Iraq. And the number one reason given for joining the other side to fight us in Iraq is being angry about Abu Ghraib. The number two reason given for fighting and killing Americans in Iraq is anger over Guantanamo Bay. So it's not just that people don't like us, oh well. It's that these actions that we're taking, like this Exxon no-bid contract, like what we're doing in Guantanamo, they are actually helping win for the other side. They are helping recruitment, they are helping keep people angry, and they are helping keep people fired up enough to hate us enough to attack us. And I think that's something that we really need to focus on. It's not popularity. It's if you want to keep Americans alive, shape up.
Well, 8:16, 60 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. J. Marvin with Christy Harvey. But see, you know, we've always done stuff like this. I mean, like I've gotten on the air a gazillion hours here and said, well, okay, the Iranians,
Right.
You know, they hate us because there are people walking around the streets of Tehran whose relatives disappeared under the Shah, and they blame it on us.
Right.
You know, we did it, and they don't like us because we support the Saudi royal family, and we keep the Egyptian government in power. And they blame us for doing it. And we have this really rotten, image, and then we can't figure out. And then we're told, well, they don't like us because of our culture. They don't like us because of our democracy.
Right.
And no, that has nothing to do with it. And this Major General, by the way, said, let me give you a quote here. After years of disclosure by government investigators, investigations, media accounts, and reports from human rights organizations, there is no longer any doubt as to whether the current administration has committed war crimes. The only question that remains to be answered is whether those who ordered the use of torture will be held to account. And I see George W. Bush, and I know this is an extreme statement, but I see George W. Bush, Dick Cheney, and everybody else down the line, I see it as an Augusto Pinochet type of thing, where if they leave the country for any reason, they should be arrested.
Six months ago, a year ago, I would have probably fought you a little harder on that statement, but I think that you're edging up to the truth there, because the guy who said that was Major General Antonio Chiguba, and he's the guy who did the original. Do you remember back when everything started to break about what happened at Abu Ghraib?
Yeah.
He's the guy who investigated. He's the guy who went in and said, this is what happened, how it happened, where it came from, and he cataloged the atrocities. And he was, he's a military guy. He's not a partisan. He's not from, Amnesty International or anything like that. Like, he was administration, career military. And there was this report that came out this week from the Physicians for Human Rights. And I think it's why I'm so grouchy. I started to read it, and it just makes you sick. But basically, it's this international doctors group, and they did a two-day medical evaluation of 11 different detainees who'd been released from Abu Ghraib and from Guantanamo. And they'd been released because they were found to have no ties to terror and were completely innocent, kind of thing. And they had said that they'd been tortured. And so these doctors actually did hardcore medical tests on them and found, quote, clear physical and psychological evidence of torture and abuse. For example, they found one guy with a giant hole still in his cheek because one of the interrogators, if that's what you will call him, shoved a screwdriver through his cheek, and he still had this festering hole. They found really horrible things like evidence of electrical shocks at places where you really don't want to be electrically shocked. They found just stuff that I don't even want to get into on the air because it's just disgusting, but it's horrible and torture. And so General Chiguba felt driven when he saw this report. He wrote the foreword, and that's where that quote is. He wrote the foreword to this doctor's report about the torture being done and said this is war crimes. The question is no longer whether this is torture. It is. It's no longer whether there have been war crimes. There have been. The only question now is if anybody's actually going to be held responsible. Devastating.
Yeah. Exactly.
Devastating.
All right. Hang on. We've got more coming up. It's 8:20, 20 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin and Christy Harvey together. And here's John Turk with traffic.
Jay, stop and go traffic on southbound I-25 from I-70 down to Spear and on southbound 2 1/4 from Parker Road to DTC. Elsewhere, traffic pretty light for a morning drive. Still got a lot of folks catching delays in and around I-70 and 225 in Aurora. That's where we had an early fatal accident. Westbound I-70 busy starting at Airport Boulevard. Chambers on-ramp to I-70 is closed there while police conduct that investigation. And Peoria remains filled up. That's your only alternate route. In the high country, a car and a deer hooked up. Eastbound I-70 in Idaho Springs. And back in Denver, a crash at 69th in Colorado. A cement truck involved there, so it's pretty messy. Today's forecast, mostly sunny to start the day. Cloudy this afternoon.
Hey, you're really not going to another drive-thru for lunch, are you? Well, this is Guy Fieri here telling you to roll up the window and head to TGI Fridays for the right portion, right price menu. It's got everything you want and nothing you don't, like a pepper-crusted pork chop and an amazing roasted pepper sausage and chicken penne. Trust me, your mouth will be thinking about it all week, and it all starts at just $5.99. You get real food, and a real live human being will even take your order. Friday's right portion, right price menu from just $5.99. Give me more Fridays.
Prices and participation may vary. Limited time only.
Don't let car buying make you sad
just because your credit's bad.
There's a place that you can go
even when you got no dough.
Go to itsmycarnow.com.
Listen up. Need some wheels but got no cash and your credit's bad? This is not a problem at itsmycarnow.com. Auto loans is what we do, period. That means you could be driving today. What you waiting for? Itsmycarnow.com.
Itsmycarnow.com.
Well, that shouldn't shock you, but, you know, considering there's only five of you out there, but they've seen me before and they don't know who I am. And one of the key things is not the weight I've lost, but the fact that I don't have glasses anymore and haven't had them now for a while. And when you learn to live without them, you realize and it makes you question as to why you ever lived with them. And if you wear glasses, now is the time to consider getting LASIK. And I know that if you're eye shy, like I was, just the mention of it, you cringe and say, oh, not me. But here's the thing. If you go to Icon LASIK and just get the opening examination, see if you even qualify for it, then you'll see how gentle they treat you, how thorough they are, how careful they are, and how, really, LASIK is absolutely pain-free. And I'm not the only person who went to Icon LASIK. Todd Moore, Big Head Todd, he also went as well. Icon has done safe and affordable LASIK procedures since 1999, and they've got financing available for all credit types. So you know what? Check this out, because there's no reason you should wear glasses when you really don't have to. Other folks who do this charge you more because they have to deal with a middleman. Icon does not have to do that. They own their own equipment, and they've got the latest, like Intralase and Bladeless LASIK, and they stay up on the latest technology. And they have done, as I said, a ton of safe and affordable LASIK procedures, some as low as $499 per eye. So call them today, 720-524-1001, 720-524-1001, or visit Icon online at icondenver.com.
Cubicles, temporary housing for the business world. Corporate America's way of saying close but no cigar, or door, or dignity. These open-air monuments to labor leave you exposed to all the workplace elements, and yet there you sit every day waiting to upgrade. Well, at Budget Rent-A-Car, we're in the upgrading business. To prove it, we're offering you the big boy upgrade, a single-class upgrade every time you rent a car. It's just one more way Budget is upgrading the entire rental car experience. We call it big boy service without the big boy prices. Too long a motto to hang in a cube, but a good way to make sure that all the services we offer, from e-receipt to fast break, get you on the road faster and happier. So if you want the big boy upgrade, stick a note on that half a wall you call a workstation and remind yourself to rent like a genius. Show off your business sense and you can get a single class upgrade every time you rent. Just go to budget.com/upgrade. Rent budget and rent like a genius.
Subject to availability. See website for full terms and conditions.
Yeah, this song's up to number five. I'll explain this to your 13-year-old. 8:25, 25 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Christy Harvey online. Christy, you ever heard this song?
It's kind of embarrassing. I haven't. I don't really keep up on a lot of music, though. Music's not really one of my things.
This is a. Who is this? What's the name of the group? Or the. Who is this? It's Katy Perry singing, I Kissed a Girl and I Liked It. Her lips taste like chapstick.
Huh. And this is number five on the charts?
Yeah, nationally. So, like, if you have a 13-year-old daughter, how do you talk to her about this?
I guess you just lock in the TV on, like, Radio Disney or something. See, that's why I don't have kids. I think I'd be one of those, like, crazy moms who never let them out of the house.
Listen.
First instinct was going to say, you know, maybe it's a good thing it shows more tolerance and this and that, but then I listened and realized that she has to throw in the fact that she has a boyfriend, so it's all just sort of gratuitous.
Yeah, that's what I think, too. At first, I thought the same thing. Like, well, there's nothing wrong with girls kissing girls. I don't...
Right.
What is that? Doesn't bother me. But then when she started talking about how I have a boyfriend, then you start having all these...
Britney Spears, Madonna kissing at the MTV Music Awards.
Oh, no, you start having all these, Roman debauchery
fantasies.
You
got Caligula?
Yeah, exactly. You start having all of these, well, listen, would you like to come over? And, you know, it's like, okay, never mind. She's like 16, you know, okay. I'll be in Canyon City next week. We were talking about Abu Ghraib, and we've got a local columnist here, David Harsanyi. Listen to what he writes here about this whole thing, about the troops and about everything else.
Okay.
Which is just absolutely out of some, I don't know, weird kind of place. Now that foreign terrorist suspects have the right to habeas corpus, maybe U.S. Marines will be extended the courtesy of the trial before being smeared as cold-blooded murderers. A surprising number of Americans are eager to believe the worst about our fighting men and women. In the case of the infamous Haditha massacre, their motives are transparently political, ugly, and deceitful.
What?
Now, you know what? I've never run into one person who's ever said to me, there's something wrong with the military and I can prove it. Oh, yeah? What's that?
Yeah.
The Haditha situation. They're murderers. They're criminals. I've never had anybody ever say that to me. What in the world? Where does he get this?
Well, this is, you know, that guy sounds kind of nuts, but this is this right-wing talking point that they've all seized upon. I was blown away when Senator Lindsey Graham started talking about how Americans would riot and be so upset if we gave, these detainees the same rights as real Americans have. And I thought, my God, do you just not read the Constitution? You know, do you just skip over the parts? And these people really freak me out because... I hate the thought that they think that our Constitution and our system of laws isn't strong enough to defeat the terrorists. I hate that they think that we have to go lawless, that we have to kill the Constitution to save it, to destroy democracy to spread it around the world. I think that that's just disgusting, and that's what this lie these guys keep spreading.
Yeah, I would maintain that on a lot of things, most of us, and this is my new buzzword because I really like it.
Okay.
Most of us... Or my new buzz phrase. Most of us are low-level information seekers. In other words, we're more likely to spend time looking at subjects like gas prices, the economy, mm-hmm. the presidential race, how to get out of Iraq, than we are to sit there and scan around and find the Haditha story and then pass judgment and say, well, these Marines must have done it. As a matter of fact, I would challenge Mr. Harsanyi to this. I think most Americans would say, no, they're Americans. They couldn't have done this.
Oh, absolutely. Well, at first, I think most Americans would say, what's Haditha? Honestly.
Yeah, exactly. I think so, too.
Then I think that they would say Americans couldn't have done this. And then I think they would say, if this really did happen, what do we do to fix ourselves? What do we do to make us stronger again? Not pass judgment on what happened, but just say, my God, let's get back in the white hat. How do we fix the system? Because obviously it's letting people down. You know, I think that guy just was trying to get people freaked out and scared and fired up. And...
Well, and my point to him would be, too, is if you really do care about the troops, and if the right does care about the troops, then what they should do is spend less time worrying about what the public perception is of the Haditha situation and more time trying to get things like a GI Bill, stop using psychotropic drugs on our men and women in uniform without telling them what's going on and the possible side effects, and stop abusing them and using them only when it fits, when it fits your formula.
Oh, absolutely. That was the other story that broke my heart this week was cataloging all of the different soldiers who are coming back from Iraq after being dismissed with injuries, and they're all going bankrupt and facing financial ruin because they aren't getting their active duty pay, but it can take up to like 18 months for their injury payments to kick in. And so a lot of them came back, and they've got no money, nothing. For a year, and a lot of them are facing bankruptcy, they're losing their homes, they're going homeless, we're taking these heroes and putting them into horrible straits, and, you know, I don't see your Mr. Columnist man freaking out about that.
Or the psychotropic drug thing, where they're trying these non-FDA-approved drugs, and they're giving it to these guys for PST and depression.
It was Ted Jacob's Ladder. Do you remember that movie?
Yeah, and then they end up doing, like, really, really irrational things, like standing out in front of their house with a gun.
Right.
And, you know, feeling suicidal, and it's like, they're giving it to him, too, for all kinds of reasons, including trying to get him to quit smoking and whatever the case is. And it's like, okay, you know, where's the outrage on that? How come Lindsey Graham has nothing to say about that? You know, where's John McCain on that problem?
I know. And the FDA knew, the government knew, that anti-smoking drug Chantix was, you know, maybe it made you want to quit smoking, but it also made you want to kill yourself. And they didn't tell anybody for months.
Right.
And finally, a whistleblower came forward and said, hey, this is what it does, and hey, they know about it. So the fact that we thought that that was a good idea to, you know, give to our men and women as they were coming home to test it out, ew, that just makes me feel really shady inside.
That's why I really believe this. And I wouldn't have said this a year ago. I wouldn't have said it 2 years ago, but I believe it now. I believe that the head of this government, George W. Bush, and the people around him who have cooperated in all of this stuff, I believe they're guilty of crimes, and I believe that they should go to trial. And I think that letting them off the hook would be a huge tragedy and basically a statement that the law doesn't matter for all in the country. The law only matters for you and me
and
people like us while they can commit these crimes and skate.
Right.
If they go to court and prove me wrong, fine. I would apologize and say, well, you didn't do anything wrong. But they need to be taken to court.
Right. Well, there is a really interesting thing coming up on the Hill this week, on the House Judiciary Committee on Thursday. And do you know David Addington?
Yes.
His nickname is Kaiser Sose.
Right.
He's Cheney's Cheney. And he's testifying in front of House Judiciary, and he's the guy who basically crafted our torture strategy.
That's right.
He's the guy who crafted our signing statement strategy. He's the guy who basically any bad thing, he's the guy who did the warrantless wiretaps and started that whole thing. He's the guy, any bad thing, I can't tie him to Katrina yet, but everything else, he's got his hands in the cookie jar. And he's actually, for the first time, he's very private, he never goes out, no one even really knows what he looks like, and he's going to testify on Thursday. Probably won't say very much, but it'll be interesting to see if he has anything to say at all. But he's the guy. His whole, you know, reason for being, besides supporting Dick Cheney, is he firmly and honestly and strongly believes that the executive branch is above the law. He honestly believes that the president should never have to listen to the courts or Congress. And I hope he just gets in front of this committee and starts to explain it. So I'm geeking out. It's going to be on C-SPAN. I'm going to be watching it.
Well, I would just like to say to Mr. Addington and the rest, does the name Rudolph Hess ring a bell?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe you should just spend the rest of your life in jail for what you've done. But they're entitled to a trial first. So
yes.
And
yes.
They're presumed innocent until proven guilty. But, boy, there's certainly a lot of stuff out there. Okay. What are you going to do this weekend?
Oh, it's my first weekend with no big plans in so long. I think I'm going to nap. I'm so excited. We're going to, there's an old movie festival on the Hill this weekend on Saturday night, so we are going to wander down and do that. But,
like what kind of movies?
It's one that I've never seen called Dark Angel.
I've seen that.
Yeah, it's supposed to be phenomenal.
It is good.
And it's only $5, and I'm cheap, so I'm like, yeah, that sounds great. I love $5 movies.
I just like old films.
I do, too. The AFI just came out with their new list of all the top films in 10 different genres.
Right.
And I was so excited because the number one romantic comedy was my absolute favorite movie of all time, bar none, City Lights, Charlie Chaplin. And it beat out Harry Met Sally, and it beat out Annie Hall, and it's the number one romantic comedy, so it gave me an excuse to put it back on my Netflix list, because that movie makes me cry my eyes out.
Well, how about this?
What are you doing?
This movie that's going to come out soon called Trumbo, about Dalton Trumbo.
Uh-huh.
I'm having his son on the air Monday.
No way.
Yep.
Oh, that's going to be fantastic.
And when that movie comes out, you got to go see it, because I've already seen an advanced copy of it.
You're so fancy. Is it good?
Yes. It's really good.
Send me your advanced copy.
Why
don't
you
wait? No, I'll wait.
I'll get in trouble. It says property of, you know, every 5 minutes it says property of, of Metro-Golden-Mayer or something.
Yeah,
but,
no, I don't
want to
get
still
you in trouble. Plus, I like movie popcorn better than the kind I make at my house. So.
But still, it's really good. You know what I'm doing this weekend?
My
same old thing. You've got the Rolex Grand Am.
Mm-hmm.
And my man Darren Law is racing in that for Brumos. You've got Formula One.
Nice.
So I'm rooting for Robert Kubica, a Polish driver, and also Felipe Massa.
Uh-huh.
And you've got Indy, which is Mary's favorite, and she's going to root for Tony Kanaan and Elio Castroneves.
That's a lot of racing for one weekend.
So we're going to watch all of that.
Well, now I know what my parents are doing, too. Thanks for giving me the heads up. I know how to call home.
There you go. And by the way, I got this really big honor. If you go to Darren Law's website and you look under schedule, he's wearing my watch.
No way.
That he drove around in his first stint at the Daytona 24 Hours.
How awesome is that?
It is real awesome. I mean, he's really a good guy.
Yeah.
All right, have a great weekend. Enjoy Charlie Chaplin, and we will talk to you next Friday.
Fantastic. See you Friday.
All right. 8:37, 37 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And let's get some traffic. And then we'll go to open phones, 303-713-7600 for the rest of the show. It's just you and me, and I got two lines open, so let's get to it. John, traffic.
Beginning to see the highways loosen up around Denver. Delays in Aurora due to that early fatal on the ramp from northbound I-225 to westbound I-70. Police continue their investigation, which has shut down the Chambers on-ramp to I-70. Other crashes to avoid, 54th in Quebec, Steele and Bayard, Sheridan at Oxford, and one at 69th in Colorado. That's where it sounds like we have a fuel spill as well. Today's forecast, mostly sunny. Isolated thunderstorms, a possibility this afternoon. Look for highs in the mid to upper 80s, currently 70 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Going green is easier than ever. Find out how with AM 760 at Earthworks Expo, Denver's biggest green living event of the year, June 21st and 22nd at the Merchandise Mart. See over 130 green exhibitors, workshops, great speakers, and more. Log on to am760.net for all the details.
Everyone's talking about going green these days, but we'd all like more information on where and how to do it. The Sustainable Living Online Expo brought to you by Chevrolet is the answer. You'll find local speakers, green businesses, local organizations, forums where you can share your ideas with others, and much more will be added every week. The Sustainable Living Online Expo, or SLO, spelled S-L-O-E. Find it now on am760.net. If you're a business who'd like to get involved, call 303-713-8595. That's 303-713-8595.
Warning, if you're about to buy hardwood flooring, you're about to pay hundreds, even thousands more than you should. How do we know? We're Lumber Liquidators, and nobody sells hardwood flooring for less. Call now for your beautiful, free, full-color catalog, 1-800-600-4002. We ship top-quality flooring directly to you. Even Bellawood, the hardwood flooring Bob Vila installed in his home. Don't pay too much for hardwood flooring. Call Lumber Liquidators now for your free color catalog, 1-800-600-4002. That's 1-800-600-4002.
Special news bulletin. Select RV and boat inventory below invoice and below NADA book. Only at Nolan's RV and Marine. Huge RV and boat clearance sale going on now at Nolan's RV and Marine. Nation's number one selling brands, dated models, must sell immediately. Hurry to Nolan's RV and Marine, Federal Boulevard, Denver.
For someone to buy your timeshare?
Timeshares Only told us what our timeshare was worth right over the phone and then sold it for more than we expected.
Call now to find out what your timeshare is worth and we'll send you a free information kit including 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares.
Buyers keep calling by the thousands and we need timeshares to keep up with their demand.
Call 1-800-700-0141 to find out what your timeshare is worth and get your free information kit. Dial 1-800-700-0141. 1-800-700-0141.
The U.S. Surgeon General has stated there's no safe level of indoor secondhand smoke. But did you know that 2 years after passage of the Colorado Clean Indoor Air Act, Denver International Airport still allows smoking indoors? Denver, Green City, Gray Airport. A message from the American Cancer Society.
Last year, Earth Justice helped Kansas Governor Kathleen Sebelius fight a political firestorm to free her state from its dependence on coal power. On June 26, Governor Sebelius is coming to Denver to tell how her struggle has paved the way for America's clean energy future. The program is free to the public. For reservations, visit earthjustice.org. That's earthjustice.org. Earth Justice is America's leading nonprofit law firm for the environment.
Thank you.
1, 41 minutes after the hour here, AM 760, Progressive Talk, slight chance of thunderstorms. High today, 81. Jay Marvin along with you. It's open phones, 303-713-7600. And we'll go to the phones. Let's go to Steve in Denver. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How's it going?
Oh, pretty good.
Good. Going good with me, too.
That's great.
Yeah. The problem is, though, is that I see our society deteriorating quickly. And I think the reason that it deteriorates, Jay, is because of lies. And lately, you know, with the Randy Rhodes uproar and that type of thing, I've tuned into you folks now and then, and I've caught a majority, I think, of your announcers. And I can listen for about 15 minutes before I begin to get angry at these incessant, over-the-top, malicious and ignorant lies that I hear from your station, and it's no wonder that the younger generations and those who are willing to fall into a Marxist society fall for these lies, because it's nothing more than traveling the comfort zone, blaming others for their own self-imposed derelictions of duty. And, I mean, I can punch holes through every single thing that you people say every single moment of the day. And you ought to be ashamed.
Well, I think if you can do that, I think you ought to get a job doing it. But I first of all, I can't.
Well, I'm in the process of doing that. But let's talk about the lies.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Can I answer? I mean, I was perfectly quiet.
Very patient. I appreciate that.
Okay. I can't vouch for what else goes on because I don't hear it. Okay? I mean, when I leave here, I'm not going to lie to you and tell you that occasionally I don't listen. That I do listen, but a lot of the time I don't, because I'm busy doing other things. So I don't know what is said. I can only vouch for or answer or take responsibility for what I've said. And I think what I've said is verifiable by proof. I don't think that it's lies. And I think that to inject a comment into the debate about Marxism, which is something that I first read Das Kapital when I was like 12 years old, and I've also been to a communist country, and I think to inject terms like Marxism in itself is an inflammatory, Joe McCarthyite type rhetoric. Now, you can disagree.
Well, I vehemently disagree. You might not know the definition of Marxism.
Oh, I do.
Well, you might not. Because of something you've read.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on a second. If you want to get caught up on this minute point, then let's agree on something. That in order to find out what something's about, in order to understand what it's about, you would go to the source and you would read it for yourself, wouldn't you?
I have.
Well, okay, but I'm saying that I have too. So, and furthermore, I have experience.
Marxism is socialism. Socialism is broadening the government.
Excuse me. Marxism is only one part of socialism. Marxism is not all of socialism. And I am not going to debate this with you. Go look it up.
I have. I've written extensively
on
it.
Okay, then countries that have socialism, okay,
yeah,
that have democratic socialism.
Yeah.
Okay, is that Marxism?
They would say that they are Marxism. Pope John Paul II would say Israel is Marxism.
Israel would say that they're a Marxist country?
Israel would certainly say that their enemy is. Iran would say that is Israel.
That's not what I asked you. What I asked you was, is Israel a Marxist country? Is Germany a Marxist country? Is Canada a Marxist country?
Heavens no, but I would.
Well, they have socialism.
I would say Iran. In fact, Iran that Israel is a Marxist
country. Well, I don't care what Iran says. They're not, you know, Ahmadinejad is not a rational human being. But I'm asking you.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But
so
I'm asking
then
you.
It's up to you to determine who's the demon and who isn't.
I'm asking you.
Mm-hmm.
By all modern economic standards, would you consider Germany? Would you consider Israel? Would you consider Sweden? Would you consider them to be Marxist countries?
Not Israel is a Marxist country. It's based on a liberal socialistic formula that we broaden the government because the proletariat needs help.
Okay, what have you ever been in any communist countries?
Yes, I have.
Which ones?
Vietnam.
You fought over there, or you
yes,
went there?
Yes, I did.
Okay, but I'm saying, have you ever been to one and like walked around on the streets talking to people?
And Mexico isn't far off.
Okay, but I'm talking about Mexico. Excuse me, that's not what I'm asking you. I'm asking you, and I'm trying to be polite about this, but I'm asking you.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been to a communist country? Not fighting in Vietnam. I'm saying, have you ever gone to a communist country and observed the social structure, observed the economic structure?
Vietnam.
No, you were there fighting. I'm talking about...
No, I was in country fighting, and many times I was able to be in the city observing.
That's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is, I'm not talking about battle conflict. I'm talking about, for instance, going to the GDR when it was in existence, or going to Prague when Czechoslovakia was in existence.
No,
or,
I have not been to Europe.
Okay, what about Cuba? You ever been to Cuba?
No.
So, in other words, you make these statements, but you've never been to these countries and observed anything that's gone on there.
I have not jumped off a cliff either, nor broken my legs by doing it. Sometimes you can read about things,
Jay. What's the thing about breaking your legs?
Sometimes you can read about things and experience them vicariously without experiencing them.
Okay, but it depends on A, who writes it, and B, you can see a sharp conflict and a sharp difference between going to a central state planned economy and a country that has...
You're going in circles.
You're trying to avoid... No, I'm not. No, I'm not going to. Just have the last word, and then we'll end. Go ahead.
Okay. You folks are liars. And you're going around a circle here on some ridiculous notion of, you know, pretending that the government in the United States is not growing by leaps and bounds and putting the proletariat in a crybaby mode that they blame all their woes on anybody who has exercised dedication, sacrifice, and determination. And that's what Marxism is. And you folks, from A to Z, every time I tune in, it's infuriating because you're just blaming others on the proletariat's own weaknesses, and that's creating a great deal of chaos.
Well, my only answer to that is, do you know what happened to Joseph McCarthy?
This has nothing to do with McCarthy.
It does. Do you know what happened to him?
Listen, McCarthy, can you just answer the question? You obviously can't.
So goodbye. I mean, you know, you can't have a two-way dialogue. You can't answer the question, but I'll answer it for you, Steve. Joseph McCarthy died a penniless drunk. Okay, espousing the same information that you're espousing, and, you know, with this whole proletariat, nobody I know that I've ever run into uses terms like proletariat, okay, except somebody who is just completely politically off the spectrum. And if we lie, then the best thing to do is just don't listen to the radio station if it irritates you. Okay, how's that for being non-confrontational? 8:49, 49 minutes after the hour, here's the proletariat, John Turk, with the traffic.
Stalled truck southbound I-25 near 20th might have caused a three-car crash near 38th. That's blocking the right and middle lane there. And backups begin past I-70. Elsewhere, we're busy on southbound 225 from the spillway down to the Denver Tech Center. And at 225 and I-70, ongoing police investigation after an early fatal there on the ramp to westbound I-70 from northbound 2 1/4. Chambers on-ramp shut down and Peoria still pretty packed. Today's forecast mostly sunny to start the day, cloudy this afternoon with a possibility of isolated thunderstorms.
Don't let car buying make you sad just because your credit's bad. There's a place that you can go even when you got no dough. Go to itsmycarnow.com. Listen up. Need some wheels but got no cash and your credit's bad? This is not a problem at itsmycarnow.com. Auto loans is what we do, period. That means you could be driving today. What you waiting for? Itsmycarnow.com. Itsmycarnow.com.
The toilet's running again.
Okay. I'm on it.
Oh.
got it.
It's time to get a handle on saving water and money. Right now, get a water-saving toilet from the Home Depot starting at $119. That includes everything down to the mounting bolts. It's an easy way to save and a smart way to put your tax rebate to work. At the Home Depot, you can do it. We can help. Valid in U.S. only.
A message from the Orbitz Traveler Wellness Center.
Hi, this is Dr. Martin Pakulski-Blatz, and I'm here to tell you about Orbitz's biggest sale ever. Now you can save up to 50% on all hotel stays. Now, why is that important? Well, we've found that people who save large amounts of money on their hotels live exactly 82 years longer. True story. So head over to Orbitz.com and save up to 50%. It's your fountain of youth, America.
Bell for travel 428-938, book 760-8670.
Beth and Jason found love on PerfectMatch.com, and you can too, for free. We're different than other dating sites because only we offer the Duet Total Compatibility System. This proven approach takes into account the whole you, your personality, values, lifestyle, and more to create highly compatible matches. Find out who's right for you. Complete a free compatibility profile now at PerfectMatch.com.
Our whole lives we'd lived in the same city.
And we never would have met, well, if it weren't for PerfectMatch.com.
And her love for reality TV.
Yeah, that's that.
Discover the perfect match difference. Complete your free compatibility profile and find out how to get 2 months free. Go to PerfectMatch.com. PerfectMatch.com.
8:52, 52 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 of Progressive Talk. J. Marvin, Marxist, talking about capitalism here. And the capitalism I'm talking about is Rocky's Autos, which has a huge selection of clean, late model, previously owned vehicles. Whatever it is you're looking for, Rocky's has got it. I've had a 12-year association with Rocky's, and my friends work there, and I don't mind getting on the air and talking about them at all. As a matter of fact, I'm glad they're part of the program, and I can't think of a better place to go out and to buy an automobile. Right now, they've got their matching down incentive going on, and they want to see your trade-in. And, yeah, they've got those cars that get great gas mileage, Volkswagen and Saabs and Hondas and Mazdas and Toyotas and Nissans and Fords and Chevys. They've got everything that you want. It doesn't make any difference what you're looking for. Chances are they've got it. And the words of wisdom in the car business is that when you buy an automobile, basically what you're doing is you're buying the smell of a new car because you drive it off the lot and you immediately get a depreciation. But at Rocky's Autos, you pick up savings, and you don't get that kind of depreciation. So Rocky's is open tonight until 9, and they're open every Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. Get out there and see Fred Labrato or Spanky Herrera or Jules or Gerard Menard or Uncle Fester or any of the really good people who work at Rocky's Autos. Rocky's Autos, it's a great place to go, and as a matter of fact, I'm going out there today to say hello and check out the inventory, because I always do. I always like to do that. Rocky's Autos, maybe I'll see you out there. Corner 63rd and Federal.
Are you one of the millions of people who take fish oil to lower your cholesterol? Well, here's something you need to know. Fish oil does not lower cholesterol. That's right. It's great for the heart, arteries, and triglycerides, even joints, wrinkled skin, focus, and concentration. But studies show fish oil simply does not lower cholesterol. Until now. Because at Purity Products, we've developed Omega-3 Super Formula, an advanced 3-in-1 combo that really does lower cholesterol. How? We added plant sterols, an ingredient clinically proven to lower cholesterol naturally. And right now, you can get a free bottle by calling 1-800-900-7507. Even better, we also added the energy-boosting benefits of CoQ10 to make it a truly super formula. We want to rush you a free bottle so you can try it before you buy it. Find out how by calling 1-800-900-7507. Call now and also receive a free gift of Purity's CoQ Rescue Serum for fine lines and wrinkles. Call 1-800-900-7507. That's 1-800-900-7507.
Four nine here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Slight chance of thunderstorms. High today 81. J. Marvin program where you learn all kinds of new things every day. So Israel is a Marxist state. I bet you that would come as a shock to the Israelis. Okay, let's go to I can't get diverted on this thing with Steve. A bit of it reminds me of like when I was growing up in Orange County, California. There were people who would run around with that same kind of stuff. And most people don't know socialism from a hole in the ground. Here's Ernest in Denver. Ernest, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, dear. How are you?
I'm fine.
All right. This is Ernest calling from Denver.
Oh, hey, Ernest. How are you?
You're fine, thank you. I don't know if you could return back on the Iraq war, because I heard what somebody said, and we are discussing about our soldiers who die in Iraq. Is that possible? I thought.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Okay. So for me, it seems the commander-in-chief did not have any plan how to attack Iraq in war. Because America is a great country, and I think nobody can fight against America until to lose so many soldiers like that happened on Iraq. So they informed me, they said young people were not ready to war. They did not treat them well. And also, they made decision to do the war, but without any plan. That's why we lost so many soldiers in Iraq. And I don't think so. Also, they got a plan to help them, people who lose their legs, their hands or something. So no matter what the problem happened to them, are they ready to take care of them when they come back? So this group for me should get back to the United States because the world was not ready to do.
Yeah, well, you're right, and that's the whole thing. We can't be as reckless getting out as we were getting in. And I had a guy send me an email yesterday. Okay, so like, when are we leaving Iraq? When the oil companies say so, when John McCain says so. And I love him, and I sent him an email back and said, no, we'll get out of Iraq when we have a good exit plan to get out, and we've got responsible leadership in the country to take us in that direction, rather than just assuming that we can just turn around and in 5 weeks or whatever it is, have everybody out of there, because in some cases, and I really believe this, I think we're going to have to fight our way out in some ways, because there are going to be people there who are going to try to kill us on the way out. So we've got to be extremely, extremely careful. Ernest, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Take care. Bye. And Ernest was originally, this is the second time he's called me, he's originally from France. And, you know, I should have asked Ernest. I should have said, well, gee, you know, the French have socialism. Do you consider them to be a communist country? Okay, well, anyway, we'll continue with open phones.
Join AM 760 at the 2008 Pride Fest celebration June 21st and 22nd in Civic Center Park. Come out with AM 760 to the Pride Fest parade starting at Cheeseman Park Sunday morning. And get your Pride wedding photos taken in the AM 760 Wedding Chapel. More info on am760.net.
Hi, we're back talking with Jennifer Ayers about the growing problem of caring for parents who live alone.
It's a tough situation. Often the kids are living in another city, or even if they're nearby, they can't be there, so they feel helpless and worried most of the time.
So what's the answer?
An emergency response service like LifePhone really helps.
How does LifePhone work?
Your loved one wears a waterproof pendant, and in an emergency, they just press the button.
Then what happens?
They're immediately connected with a LifePhone emergency care specialist.
You mean a real person answers?
A real trained person who knows their complete medical profile. They'll contact paramedics, fire department, police, a neighbor, and make sure that help arrives quickly.
LifePhone sounds like the perfect solution.
It really is. Call 1-800-900-1211 for a free brochure that shows how LifePhone can protect your loved one 24 hours a day.
Thanks, Jennifer. So, folks, if you're worried about a loved one who's living alone, call now for your free brochure about LifePhone. 1-800-900-1211. That's 1-800-900-1211.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Bob Fuss, live on Capitol Hill. In dramatic testimony, former White House Press Secretary Scott McClellan told the Judiciary Committee President Bush and Vice President Cheney told him to say publicly that their top aides did not leak the name of a CIA agent when in fact they had.
I regret that I played a role, however unintentionally, in relaying false information to the public about it.
He said the White House is still hiding information and should come clean.
Only those who know the underlying truth can bring this to an end. Sadly, they remain silent.
McClellan was bitterly attacked by the committee's top Republican, Lamar Smith, who said he was just trying to sell his book.
Selling out the president and his friends for a few pieces of silver.
McClellan countered that part of what's wrong with Washington is putting loyalty to individual politicians ahead of loyalty to principle. I'm Bob Fuss, live on Capitol Hill. Now with more CBS News, here's Nick Young.
Well, anxiety remains high along the flooded Mississippi River in the wake of dozens of levee failures. Four of them were in Lincoln County, Missouri, where Andy Binders with the Emergency Operations Command.
The majority of the homes
that are on the river side of the levee are mostly your summer homes, your vacation homes. Those homes are completely gone.
Upriver in Clarksville, Missouri, CBS News correspondent Harry Smith says the water has fallen from yesterday.
There's a junction box right at the railroad track, and I can see the high water mark where the Mississippi rose to yesterday. And I'm going to tell you that the water is down maybe 16 inches or so, about a foot and a half from yesterday's high.
New attacks against Americans in Iraq. The military says one soldier's been killed, five others wounded by roadside bombs. President Bush has hailed the House-passed war funding bill after earlier threatening a veto before leaving the White House to attend a series of fundraisers. Mr. Bush said the $162 billion measure will pay for the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan into next year.
This legislation gives our troops the funds they need to prevail, without tying the hands of our commanders in the field or imposing artificial timetables for withdrawal.
The bill also contains a revision of the GI Bill, an extension of unemployment benefits, and more than $2.5 billion in emergency flood relief. The Federal Communications Commission is putting Verizon on notice today. Let's get that story live from CBS's Steve Kathan.
It could be the day it settles one of the battles between Verizon and cable companies.
Talking to the cable guy, pal?
They've gone to war in some TV ads, and the FCC is likely to say Verizon cannot use private customer information to offer last-minute deal sweeteners to customers about to bolt for cable companies.
The FCC is saying, in effect, there really have to be some steps here to safeguard privacy.
Privacy advocate Mark Rotenberg, Verizon says it's about choice and the information is not misused. Nick?
Another sign of the toll high gas prices are taking. Ford says it's put a two-month hold on the rollout of its new F-150 truck because of lagging pickup sales. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 149 points. This is CBS News.
Who's excited for our big road trip?
I'm excited to hear you say bad words when we get lost again.
Now, son, Mommy got Daddy a Garmin Nuvi 780 for Father's Day. Nuvi 780 has preloaded maps, so Daddy will never get lost again. And Daddy got this neat subscription to MSN Direct so we can avoid traffic delays, get local weather, and gas prices.
Will you honk the horn with your head again?
It's a new day, son. It's a Garmin Nuvi day.
To receive MSN Direct content, you must be within its coverage area. For details, navigate to Garmin.com. Follow the leader.
Ever wonder when buying a used car if you're just buying a used problem? Not if it's a Honda-certified used car. They're well-maintained late-model Hondas. Each undergoes a 150-point inspection, then backed by a 7-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty from the original in-service date, and a 12-month, 12,000-mile limited non-powertrain warranty. And now get low 0.9% APR financing on all Pilot-certified used Honda models. It may be used, but it's still a Honda. Problem solved.
See dealer for financing and limited warranty details.
Good morning, I'm Karen Trinidad with an AM 760 local news update. 1 month later, rebuilding in Windsor. There's not just the physical damage. People often become frustrated and depressed after a disaster. At the FEMA Disaster Recovery Center at Windsor High School, Luisa Rivera says mental health issues are a concern.
Sometimes we try to be strong, but sometimes we need just a little bit more help, and we have crisis counselors here.
Rivera says in some cases, children have post-traumatic stress. She says when a train rolls by, they often think it's another tornado. Summer camp continues for kids in Bailey this morning, but they're now camping out at Platte Canyon High School while Park County officials clean up the meth residue found at the Farmers Union Educational Center. Clay Peterson with the Farmers Union says about 70 children and counselors had to be evacuated from the center.
We got to find out, what the levels of contamination are, hopefully where it came from, and then clean it up. And that takes a few weeks, I understand, but we're going to get it done as soon as we can and go on.
Court records show the previous caretaker had been arrested in April on drug and weapons charges. The new caretaker is a sheriff's deputy. The Denver Teachers Union still hasn't reached a contract agreement with the district. Now there's concern about the timing with the Democratic National Convention coming later this summer and hundreds of the delegates, members of the National Education Association. A mediator will get involved if there's no agreement by August 20th, but there's word that Barack Obama people might also try to help move things along. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Karen Trinidad. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
There's still some police activity in the Montbello area. That due to an ongoing accident investigation of that earlier crash on the ramp from 225 to westbound I-70. There's also a crash in the works. This is on the southbound side of I-25 near 38th. They should have that out of the way shortly. Speed just start.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-557-1359. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-557-1359. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now, 1-800-557-1359. 1-800-557-1359.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
What if I said you could erase your wrinkles, tighten your skin, and make frown lines disappear from view, all without surgery or injections? With all the creams you've tried, you're probably skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a free trial of a scientific breakthrough called Hydroxytone. Shed years from your appearance faster than you ever thought possible.
I looked at her and I was just, wow, she looked so young.
I told her I couldn't believe how smooth her face looks. She's lost, what, 10 years at least?
Request your risk-free trial of this proven breakthrough today. The results are so impressive. Hydroxytone was given away in the VIP gift bags at the Sundance Film Festival.
She always looked good to me, but now I can't believe how young she looks.
Call now for your free trial of Hydroxytone. For a limited time, try it before you buy it. 1-800-656-1075. But hurry. When this offer's gone, it's gone. Call 1-800-656-1075. 1-800-656-1075.
That from a teacher who was an engineer who became a teacher. I wanted to make the point that I totally agree with him 100%. I think those are the kind of people we need. But the point that I was trying to make that wasn't addressed was the fact that out of 13 industrial nations, we're number 13, we're the lowest. Now, I agree with everything he said. I think the people who teach ought to be fully competent in what they're teaching. 99% of what he said I agree with, okay? The part that I think that's missing, that was missing from what I wanted to say, was the fact that just because he has all those credentials doesn't mean that his students, that he is a good teacher. It just means he has all those credentials. The only way you can tell is to test at the beginning of his year and then test at the end of the year the students that he teaches. Now, if they came out with 100%, I think he ought to get more money. I think he's not getting paid enough. I'm after, and all I heard after was attacking me, and nobody addressed the point, and the excuses were it's the parents' fault. But it was a funny thing. He did admit through that whole conversation that you had with him, that he has never heard a parent say that they wanted their student, they wanted their kid to be less than what they could be. Okay, even though on the showing what the parents actually did and what they said in the meeting. But I agree with him 100%. I think you missed my point, you know, the whole way along the line. And the guy that called in, you know, just a few minutes ago, I've been listening to your station. I'm a conservative Democrat, okay? And I've been listening to your station, and your station, I haven't decided yet what a progressive is. I think if you would have taken what he was saying, what he hears, and explained what a progressive means, because I don't understand it. I can't connect with your, I can't connect with what you're doing. And I want to. I want to understand where you're coming from. And what I hear is everybody in the progressive side has their way and viewpoint. Everybody in the conservative side has their way and viewpoint. And there is nobody meeting in the middle and saying, okay, here's what I believe, here's what you believe, let's try to put it together. It was just demagoguery to me for what calling in and making that statement. I guess that's, oh, the other thing is I'm just curious, what is a progressive weather report? And what is a progressive traffic report? As a conservative driving, is it affecting me different? That's just a joke here. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Well, I'll just give you the same. I just give the same answer I gave him. I can't speak for the rest of the radio station. I can only speak for myself, and I can only say, tell you where I politically stand. And I think that one of the reasons why you can't get anybody in the middle, and why you can't get anybody to compromise, is because there is a segment on both sides that are extremely vicious. The only problem is that on the right there is more viciousness than on the left, and that the right dominates much of the media and much of the talking points. And the thing is that he was this guy Steve who called him was a perfect example. I mean, if you can't sit there on the phone and tell me the difference between the Israeli structure of parliamentary government and the degree of social safety nets that they have as compared to Canada, as compared to North Korea, as compared to Cuba, then you've got a real perception problem, because Marxism does not exist as a governmental operation in Cuba. Canada is not a Marxist country. Marxism does exist in Cuba. Marxist-Leninism exists in Cuba. But Marxist-Leninism does not run Israel. It does not run Canada. It does not run Germany. It does not run Sweden. It does not run France. There is degrees in these countries, in all of these countries, of socialism. But socialism is a broad term, just like Republican is a broad term, or Democrat's a broad term, or anything else is a broad term. So what you do is you get these people who are extreme, and you can't get any dialogue going with them. You can't reason with them. You can't deal with them. And I can only tell you what my idea of a progressive is. And my idea of a progressive is somebody who politically wants to move forward, who believes in government institutions and strengthening them, who believes that government does have a role to play in the good of society, that believes that there is more to society than just the individual, that there is the community, the state, and the country as a whole, and that using those things can make the United States of America a better place to live. But it doesn't necessarily mean that you want to strangle people with regulation, or that you hate small businesses, or that you don't believe in God, or any of those other things. I mean, I think that in life, the chief lesson you learn the older you get is that you got to have a sense of balance. If you don't have a sense of balance, you get into trouble. If you drift too much one way or too much the other way, you get yourself in trouble. And what we need to achieve in this country is balance. And that's just what that's just how I feel personally. I can't speak for anybody else.
Well, I'll tell you, it's the first time that I heard, and I mean it sincerely, first time I heard what progressive means spelled out in what you just said. Can I just quickly give you my take on the oil crisis?
Sure, go ahead.
It's an analogy. I have a house, and inside my house I have 1 year of food. Now, that 1 year of food will last my family, my wife and two kids. It'll last me for a year. But I decide I ain't going to use up my food. What I'm going to do is go over to your house, and each meal that I have in my house costs me $6. But I decide to go over to your house and eat at your house, and you're going to charge me $12 a meal instead of the $6. So I said I have my food in the locker for a year. But the other thing is, you happen to hold the mortgage on my house. And if I can't make a payment on my house because I don't have enough money, then you're going to take my house. And that's my analogy on the oil thing. We have more oil in this country, okay, in our land that we possess, than all of the Middle East. That's how much oil we know that we have. But yet we're not using any of it. In the meantime, we're paying them our money to actually come and eventually destroy us if it got that far along. So that's why the drilling in that analogy is something that we should think about. Now, the other part of it is, I agree with you 100%. I'm sitting here in a hybrid car that I bought 2 years ago. I'm getting 50 miles a gallon. All the bulbs in my house are the fluorescent. I didn't do that because I'm progressive or I'm a wild tree-hugging person. I did it because it's economical to me. It was a wise decision on my part. But as far as the oil, I think we ought to drill And at the same time, we ought to hold Congress feet to the fire to actually start looking at alternative energy and actually do it at the same time. If we had the intelligence in the Congress, we would do that. We would slowly wean ourselves from the oil we need as the other technologies come on board. I drove through Kansas. I saw over 150 windmills, giant, ugly windmills along the road. But you know what? On that day that I drove there, there wasn't any wind. Those things weren't turning.
Well, you're always going to have that. But I see. I'm the opposite. I'm the opposite of you in one area. Number one, drilling won't do us any good because it'll take too long to get it online. Number two, it's old. It's rapidly and will continue to rapidly become old technology. Number three, it's bad for the environment, and it's a terrible. I mean, John McCain, for instance, stands up and says, "Well, we should be able to drill these days because of the safeness of technology." Well, yeah, but in the last 2 years, we've had 82 spills. And let me tell you something. Until you live someplace where oil is spilled, and I have, you don't realize the horror show that it creates. It smells, it kills birds, it's god-awful. I'm just saying that we need to push to move on technologically the same way we did when we were shocked into reality when the Russians put Sputnik up, and you remember that, and then we reacted to it, and we said, by God, this is what we can do, and this is what we will do, because in the end, American ingenuity will always outperform anybody else. That's my belief.
Well, like I said, the cost of gasoline to us right now is astronomical. As far as a spill went, we haven't had in the United States, none of our companies have had a spill in the last 10 years. The spills you're talking about have happened in other countries and other places that do not have the standard of production that we have in this country.
No, they're using the exact same technology, and we've also had ships in this country who have started to leak oil and have had problems in transporting it. So to me, it's like if you're hooked on something, you don't get more of it. What you try to do is you try to get away from it, and we're not making any effort to free ourselves up. Listen, I've got to go, Ray. I respect your opinion, and I'm glad you called.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right. Have a good time in the mountains.
I am.
All right. See you later. We wish we could be up there. Oh, we have this message just in to the AM 760 news department. Apparently, Steve, who in Denver, who, I don't know, maybe he's a neo-Nazi or something. I mean, he was pretty hooked up on that thing about going after Israel. Claims he's going to come down there and come down here and get us. Oh, okay, Steve.
No, he just wants me, Jay.
Oh, he just wants you?
Yeah.
Well, he gets you, he gets me. But, Steve, if you're listening and you're on your way down here, what you'll get is you won't get John and you won't get me. But what you will do is you'll get the Denver Police Department. And I'm sure they'd like to get to know you. And I'm sure they have plenty of room for you overnight. And this is the same guy who tried suing over Ladies Night. We remember that ridiculous stunt. And then he said to John Turk, he said he hopes that Turk's daughter grows up to be a prostitute. Well, Steve, you know what? You ought to know about prostitution because you already are one. 9:19, 19 minutes after 9, traffic with John Turk.
Jay, still working a three-car accident southbound I-25 near Park Avenue. It is off on the right-hand shoulder now, but traffic is still slow beginning around I-70. Also have an accident investigation ongoing on the ramp from northbound 225 to westbound I-70. The ramp from Chambers to I-70 is still shut down. And downtown, have an accident involving a pedestrian at Champa and Broadway. Today's forecast, mostly sunny with isolated thunderstorms.
I didn't need the pills for pain anymore. I just needed them.
Millions struggle to overcome opioid dependence on prescription painkillers.
If you're like I was, turn to help.
Click on the Turn to Help icon to learn about medical treatments for opioid dependence to help control withdrawal symptoms.
I had another chance. Privately in a doctor's office.
I got treatment to help get my life back.
At turntohelp.com, you can locate a certified physician near you who can help.
The future, it's brighter.
Open your player now and click on the banner ad.
The corporate ladder. Oh, it's tricky. You know it's there, and you know you're on it. It's the exact rung you're on that's the big mystery. Yep, you could climb all day long and still not know how high you were until someone else told you. That's one messed up ladder. So come to Budget Rent-A-Car and step off that corporate staircase and slip behind the wheel of a big boy upgrade. Just rent a car from Budget and we'll bump you up a single class size absolutely free. It's just one of the many big boy services we offer without those big boy prices. Like our where-to GPS in every car or the fast-moving e-toll. So go on, roll large. Just mention the big boy upgrade and climb up to a better rung of car. You get that? Better rung? I was just working that ladder angle again. Show off your business sense and you can get a single class upgrade every time you rent. Just go to budget.com/upgrade. Rent Budget and rent like a genius. Subject to availability. See website for full terms and conditions.
The toilet's running again.
Okay. I'm on it. I got it.
It's time to get a handle on saving water and money. Right now, get a water-saving toilet from the Home Depot starting at $119. That includes everything down to the mounting bolts. It's an easy way to save and a smart way to put your tax rebate to work. At the Home Depot, you can do it. We can help. Valid in U.S. only.
Secrets to starting, growing, running, and financing your own business during the B2B Credit Financing Startup Seminar at the Colorado Convention Center. This is a one-of-a-kind event that will present steps to successfully start and run your startup business, as well as give you proven strategies and systems to grow any business to the next level. In addition, there will be real investors available to look at your business to determine if they can give you money to start and or grow your company. Meet and hear from people who are ready to do business with you. Banks, investors, venture capital, loan brokers, entrepreneurs, business owners, tax consultants, and more, all at one location. The Colorado Convention Center, June 28th. Call 303-369-8100. You owe it to yourself and your business. 303-369-8100. Or visit b2bcredit.com. Click Seminars.
After the hour here, AM 760 of Progressive Talk, slight chance of thunderstorms, high today 81, and do we have that ready? We have that ready? Yeah. Here's a little special dedication to Steve. Steve, this is for you.
Thanks for the question, you little jerk.
Okay. Let's go to, let me see who's been hanging on here. Oh, Michael in Denver's been hanging on for a long time. Mike, you're on AM 760, go ahead.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
Let me say that I appreciate your courage and your logic line abilities.
Well, that'll be a first for somebody to say that to me. Thanks.
I called because I believe there's a larger point on the oil contract and the Guantanamo Bay thing that I hope you'll let me get to. But I wonder if you would let me respond to your first caller, Steve.
Sure, go ahead.
Steve said we're guilty of dereliction of duty. Steve, there's a reality walking around that you're unfamiliar with. I have one duty, and that is the freedom of my spirit. And if you think that you can get in the way of that with your armchair evangelical agenda, it will never happen. And before you take a run at it, you'd better study non-ephemerality.
Well, I mean, with that whole dereliction of duty thing combined with the attack of Israel, I mean, that kind of smacks of, you know, that kind of smacks of fascism and anti-Semitism. And it's
not
like
in this world, not in any
no,
other world.
It's like, I don't know, you know, the guy's like in outer space someplace.
Yeah.
That's all I can say. I mean, you know, I'd say, you know, Earth to Steve. I mean, land the craft, okay? That's all I can say. All right, now what about your other point about oil?
Okay, well, on the oil contracts, let me just say this in case I don't have time to get back to it, because the Guantanamo Bay is more important to me. On the oil contracts, aren't we missing that there is an oil pipeline running from Iraq through through Afghanistan into Europe?
Yeah, I believe there is.
And isn't that a larger issue than whether Chevron gets contracts?
No, I don't think it is, because I think that what makes the Chevron issue and the British Petroleum issue and the oil company issue, what makes that right now the forefront of people's minds is because, number one, it reinforces the idea that we went there for the oil, and number two, in the oil business,
right,
it's you know, no-bid contracts are not usually done. So people, kind of look at that and go, oh, wait a minute. Like, in other words, how did these guys get it and nobody else had a shot at it? Well, I don't know. I think that's a pretty interesting question, and I think it ought to be answered.
It's kind of proving the point made by the oil pipeline.
Well, it's kind of proving the point made by the people who are in opposition to the war. Many of them would call here all the time and say, well, it's oil. I always thought that it could have been oil, but I also always thought that it was ideological, that these folks live in some kind of weird world where they have this kind of ideological clouding of everything from foreign policy to science, and that they really in their hearts believe, or believed at the time, and maybe many of them still do, I mean, John McCain does, that you can go to Iraq, that you can, you know, that we would be greeted by liberators, and that basically you could enforce democracy out of the barrel of a gun, which generally never works.
1984?
Well, I don't know if it's 1984. I don't know
in this book, Brave New World, have you read the book?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
I don't know that it's that. I think it's just
making people money off disaster.
Well, it's people who don't. You know what it is? I'll tell you what it is. It's people who do not have a clear understanding
mm-hmm.
of what was going on there, what has gone on there, and the reason things are the way they are. And they don't have an understanding. Plus, on top of that, they just flat out lied.
Right.
And so we have a combination of both of those things. And
right.
And we had a third thing. It's called incompetence. Once we got there, we bungled the whole situation. I mean, if you look at what we did in Iraq as compared to what was done with the Marshall Plan in Europe, you can see the striking differences of what went on. You don't go into a country, occupy it, and then turn around and tell the entire military establishment, you're fired, get out. And let them keep their guns, too, by the way. And make no plans to fix the infrastructure, really. And
never intended to.
You know, give these no-bid contracts to these people who are just war profiteering and sucking.
That's the intent.
Yeah, the taxpayers dry. Meanwhile, the people who are all out of jobs, and they don't have any place to go, and they don't have any food, they got no electricity, they have no running water. But they got guns, and what are they going to do? They're going to band together.
They're going to cause trouble.
Because they've got a degree of, you know, because they're upset about that, plus they've got a degree of nationalism to them, like everybody else does, and they're going to try to kick you out. And that's what you see going on.
Trouble makes money. Money makes trouble. Trouble makes money.
All right, Michael, I appreciate it, man. I got to go. Thanks. I appreciate it. Take care. But there's other people who want to get on here, and I got to do something about that. Steve in Denver. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, Steve.
I want you guys, you and Turk, to stand up to the Steve guy. You know, he might get one of you, but he's not going to get both of you.
Well, we're not even going to indulge him. He's not even worth the time.
All right. A couple of points. You know, Scott McCullen, man, that dude is my hero, and he should be the American people's hero. He's actually started sucking back to those dudes, and and, you know, he's testifying right now in front of Congress. And basically what he's saying is that there's been obstruction of justice, that right up to the President of the United States, that they were well aware of the situation and told him to lie to the American people. That's what I just heard on the news. I'm sure you heard that statement, too. Did you?
Yeah, I did. Oh, well, what he's doing basically is now he's pulling back the curtain, and we're seeing you know, the man behind the curtain, that old cliche.
Right.
And what he's doing is he's showing us their hand.
Right.
And so now, you know, we've got it in black and white, basically.
Right. And you know, the thing is, you know, they're saying, well, for a couple pieces of silver, he sold them out. Well, you know, the fact is, Scott McCullen, for the rest of his life, is going to have to look over his shoulder. That's a fact.
He didn't get that much for that book, though. I think he got like $100,000 or something.
Yeah. But, I mean, with him being in the forefront right now, you know, I mean, I respect that. I respect you for getting out there and blowing your horn, basically against the current right now, with the current administration. I appreciate that very much. And I want to make one more comment about these oil companies. I honestly feel that, you know, everybody's saying, well, all these leases that they have, they're not drilling. Well, they want to monopolize these leases, and without any clauses in there for that mandate them to drill, basically they control the whole monopoly game. And, you know, if, you know, like them going into Iraq now, I honestly feel that there's been an agenda out there. You know, secure those resources, and you've got the power.
Yeah, I think there's a big dose of reality in that, and I also think there's a big dose of reality in this, that even though they're going to go in there and, quote-unquote, service the oil-producing facilities, the Iraqi government has no oil agreement, so there's no accounting for what revenue will be generated. And the fact that these guys got in on a no-bid basis, I wonder how many of these folks were at that so-called energy task force meeting that Dick Cheney had way early on, in which they would not disclose the participants that were involved.
Definitely, Jay. Definitely.
So, there's something not right here. There's something not right about a lot of this stuff, and that's one of the reasons why I think it should be thoroughly and completely investigated, even if a new Congress has to spend the first year doing it. And I think if there's any way, shape, or form that it turns out, whether it's from everything like the FISA law and civil liberties down to this topic, that the administration in any way, shape, or form has broken the law, I think they should be held accountable.
It's funny. I listen to you, and you're basically, you know, saying, you know, what their, you know, basically what their rights are if they're found accountable, and you know, they've tromped so far on our constitutional rights, and you know, and yet here we're on the other side saying, you know, we'll give you a fair hearing, and it, you know, and it, if you're found guilty, you know, I think we all know that there's been a lot of mischievous stuff going on, you know, behind the scenes. And we're just, you're really starting to wake up to it. People are tired of it.
Yeah, I think they are too, and I think they want some answers. Steve, thanks, man.
Yeah.
All right. Let me go to Eric. Who's from the band Wasabi? Eric, you're on AM 760. Good morning, man.
Hey, Jay, how you doing?
I'm doing good. What have you guys been up to?
Not too much. Playing a few shows here and there.
Yeah? You got something going on tonight?
We're playing at the Fox Theater in Boulder tonight.
Oh, man. Are you playing by yourself or are you opening for somebody?
We're opening up for Rack from Burlington, Vermont.
Oh, that's cool. That's absolutely cool. All right. So people who are in the Boulder area, go to the Fox Theater tonight and catch Wasabi. They're opening up there. And you guys been writing good songs? You've been doing
that? Yeah, we got a bunch of new material for tonight.
Cool.
And,
you know, we got a bunch of people who ask about if you had any CDs.
We do. We have two.
Now, how do we get a hold of those?
CD Baby or .com or iTunes. You can go to our website and we'll mail it to you. The PayPal's right there on the website.
Okay, and then how much? What am I saying? Not how much. Forget that. What's your website?
Wasabiband.org.
Wasabiband.org. Okay, or they can go to iTunes, right? Or they can.
Or you can come to the show and we have them there.
Yeah, or come to the show, which we hope you'll do, or go to cdbaby.com and get them there as well. Well, that's great, man. It's good to hear from you guys, and it's good to know that that you're out there and doing shows, and people can go see you tonight at the Fox Theater in Boulder. Sounds like it's going to be a good time.
It will be.
All right, Eric. Good to talk to you, man.
Yeah, it was great talking to you too, Jay.
All right, hope to have you back soon to play again.
We're looking forward to it.
All right, Eric. Take care, man. Thanks.
You too, Jay.
All right.
Have a good weekend.
What a great band they are, Wasabi. Go to cdbaby.com or go to their website.
Did he tell you they're playing the Walnut Room here in Denver next weekend?
No, they didn't.
Yeah, next Friday night, I think you said, at 9 o'clock, the Walnut Room.
Oh, maybe we ought to travel over there and check some of that out.
I'd love to. I got widespread panic next weekend, baby.
Please stop.
Seriously. Can't come fast enough. I got to see him about four times a year or else I just freak out.
Well, look who I've got on the tap for Monday. Do we still have Mr. Trumbo?
Yeah, we do. It's like 9 o'clock for Mr. Trumbo.
Yeah, I have Dalton Trumbo's son to talk about the incredible Dalton Trumbo, who is from Montrose, Colorado. I think we ought to get a state statute.
Is it Montrose or is it Montrose? I always screw it up.
I thought it was Montrose.
I've always called it Montrose, and I know some people call it Montrose.
Okay, well, if anybody knows, they can call us and correct us.
I want to know.
All right. What's the traffic look like? We don't know about that.
Well, we're still hitting delays in Aurora at in Montbello around I-70 and 225. Had a fatal crash at the bridge support on the ramp from northbound 225 to westbound I-70 really early this morning before 6 a.m. Police are continuing to conduct an investigation there of this accident. Near downtown, a three-vehicle wreck on southbound I-25 at 38th Avenue. It is off on the right-hand shoulder now and affecting traffic and the flow of it around I-70. Today's forecast mostly sunny to start this day, cloudy this afternoon, and the possibility of more isolated thunderstorms this evening. Look for a high around 84, right now 73 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Todd Helton says take the freeway to Freeway Ford and get your choice of an 08 Focus or Ranger for just $10,900. That's a brand new...
I didn't need the pills for pain anymore. I just needed them.
Millions struggle to overcome opioid dependence on prescription painkillers.
If you're like I was, turn to help.
Click on the Turn to Help icon to learn about medical treatments for opioid dependence that help control withdrawal symptoms.
I had another chance. Privately in a doctor's office.
I got treatment to help get my life back.
At turntohelp.com, you can locate a certified physician near you who can help.
The future, it's brighter.
Open your player now and click on the banner ad.
You're faking it, and it's killing you. You go around wearing a smile, pretending everything's okay. You put up a front to disguise the fact that you're really sick with worry about your health, about your sanity, about everything. And you think nobody understands. But I understand. You're irritable, you lose sleep, and your mind is racing with fearful thoughts. You want it to stop. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. I can show you how to make it stop. Please let me send you a powerful free tape that will help you discover a way to stop the painful anxiety and depression without abusing alcohol or taking medication. I did it, and so have hundreds of thousands of people just like you. Start changing your life from the inside out. Please call now.
Call now, and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-422-1455. That's 1-800-422-1455. 1-800-422-1455.
Yes, sure, you're skeptical. So discover it for yourself with a free, yes, a free bottle of Phytox Cardio. Try it before you buy it. You'll also receive a free bottle of Purity's famous pharmaceutical-grade fish oil, a $20 value. Limit one per household. Call now, 1-800-500-1093. That's 1-800-500-1093.
The world calls us small business owners, but really,
there's nothing small about us. We have big ideas.
We see huge potential. We have
larger-than-life expectations, which is why we
and millions of other business owners use Visa Business.
Because we do business with a great big world and no other card.
No other card.
No other card is more accepted by it.
Visa Business, used for big ideas. Visit visa.com/smallbusiness.
Special news bulletin. Select RV and boat inventory below invoice and below NADA book. Only at Nolan's RV and Marine. Huge RV and boat clearance sale going on now at Nolan's RV and Marine. Nation's number one selling brands. Dated models must sell immediately. Hurry to Nolan's RV and Marine. Federal Boulevard, Denver.
AutoZone wants you to know that a simple tune-up like replacing your air filter, changing your spark plugs, and adding a bottle of fuel injector cleaner to your tank can save you more than $225 at today's gas prices. Get to AutoZone today and start saving now.
AutoZone.
I got to get down with it. I love this song.
Too many teardrops for one heart to be crying.
Coming out of the AM radio.
Too many teardrops for one heart to carry on. You're way on top now. Since you left me.
That's what we got to do. Is we got to find Question Mark and get him on the show.
Way down at me. But watch out now.
Little brown-eyed soul.
I'm gonna get there.
9:41, 41 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Slight chance of thunderstorms. High today, 81. Open phones, 303-713-7600. And it is Montrose. The T is silent. Montrose, Colorado. Ladies and gentlemen. Okay, let's get back on the phones. Go to Sherry in Denver. Sherry, you're on AM 760.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
I've got three things. Well, I've got a question, actually three questions to ask you. Did you hear about the embargo from the European countries that they're taking it off Cuba?
Yeah, I did.
No one's talked about that. Have you noticed?
Well, them talked about it because outside of Florida and New Jersey, it's not really an issue, although there is a letter to the editor in the Rocky Mountain News this morning talking about how disgusting it would be to be doing business with the Cubans, and the person who wrote that doesn't get the idea, doesn't understand yet that the best way to sell American ideas is to use the American people as ambassadors, not through force of government.
Then we shouldn't be doing business with China and buying all their wonderful products.
Oh,
if that letter's true.
I agree, but you have to understand the Cuban American, the dynamics of Cuban American relations, which I've studied for a long, long time. We're essentially held hostage, foreign policy wise, by the older Cuban exiles in Florida, particularly in Miami,
right,
and in New Jersey. If you leave those two states and you come out here to Denver, or you go to California, or you go to Michigan, or wherever, most people don't care. Most people really don't care. They don't care one way or the other what goes on. They really don't care. They don't. You know, they're not. Cuba's not a threat anymore. They don't consider it. They don't ever think about it. They don't ever have any, you know, thoughts about it. So, in other words, if a presidential candidate or a congressional candidate came out and said, well, I'm for the dropping of the embargo, that would be tough for them in Florida, and it would be tough for them in New Jersey, but every place else in the United States, people would just go, yeah, okay, so.
Right. And also that the younger Cubans in Florida seem to be going along with that, saying that it's all right.
Yes, well, they want that because they want visitation, they want to go back,
right.
they want to see.
Their homeland. I mean, well, they've been there, but when they came here, they were very, very younger. They
right.
weren't born yet. I heard it on Mario's show last night, and the funny part about it was I thought of you because one of his people said, well, just think, we can buy those old Chevys. I thought of you.
Yeah, well, most of those,
but it was funny.
Most of those old Chevys, though, the trouble with them is that most of them have Russian engines in them.
Oh, yeah, and they're also very rusted because of the climate around it.
Oh, some of them are in really good shape.
Really?
You'd be shocked.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay, now I've got another thing. Well, I wanted to know if you knew about that. And the other thing was I was at an account, and I was coming out of the lot, and there were a group of people standing around, actually near my car, and I asked them to move. And in front of me was a stallion. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't.
It's got a fiberglass body. it's made in Texas. That's what she said. It looks, when you first look at it, if you come up at, on the back, you notice that it looks like a motorcycle with fiberglass, a very, very sleek fiberglass shell around it. And then you notice that it has a front wheel and two back wheels. And it looks like, when I say it looks like
It looks like what they, in the motorcycle world, what they call a trike.
Yeah, but it's, she said it sells for $32,000. A lot of people were looking at it. She was an older woman, which really, I sort of surprised me, and the people that were looking at it were older. And I thought, you know, this is really interesting, and I thought, you have mentioned, you know, that you were interested in a, you know, in a car like that, but it really looked good. I mean, it looked like it would go fast because of the way it was designed, even though it might be, you know, energy saving. I suppose it is if it has a smaller engine in it.
Well, I'll definitely go check it out. Sherry, listen, thank you. I don't mean to cut you off.
Oh, that's all right.
Calls.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. Here's Jeff in Westminster. He's been hanging on for a long time. Jeff, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Hey, no problem, Jay. Hey, the guy that was talking about how divided we are as a country, I would suggest to him that he reads Barack Obama's book, The Audacity of Hope.
Right.
And he talks exactly about that. Have you read the book at all?
Yes.
And he talks exactly about that, how, you know, they've got us all divided. You're either an evangelical or you're an atheist. And there's nothing in between for anyone. And they've got us all pigeonholed as that. And you know, it's not good for the country. We all have more in common than we would like to admit.
Well, I agree with that 100%. You know who I think is responsible, too, for a lot of that?
Carl Rove?
No.
Grover Norquist?
No. Talk radio.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right-wing talk radio definitely is. But those are the people who have started that message, definitely, to get it out there and divide us all, and it's a terrible thing.
Yeah, and it's very divisive, and that's why you can't meet in the middle. And what we need to do is we definitely need to meet in the middle and try to find out what we have in common as opposed to what we don't have in common, and expect that you're going to have a vigorous exchange of ideas and that you can do it, but you got to have some degree of civility to it. And you know what? It's really hard to do. I mean, I'm a living example of that. I mean, I try to be reasonable, but sometimes I can be not so reasonable. And it takes long time to work this stuff out, and nothing comes overnight. And in this society, we want it immediately.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I think that's the problem.
That is it. And I'd like to tell everyone, you know, I went and I donated $50 to Barack Obama's campaign, and someone matched my $50.
Good for you, man.
Time for a little change. Have a good weekend, Jay.
Fork $25, Congressman Udall's way, too.
I will.
All right, Jeff, you rock.
Have a good one.
Thanks. Let me go to Denny in Boulder. Denny, you're on AM 760.
Thanks for putting me on, and I appreciate that. Your producer. I'm having a senior moment here. I hope that you use that attitude about being open-minded and listening and trying to find points of commonality. I understand that Monday you're going to have Mr. Spagnuolo on, and I listened the other day, and I was just really disappointed how you did not give him a chance to express his opinions. You talked over him repeatedly.
You know what? I'm going to tell you something right now. That people like you, and there are other people in the audience, you get extremely uptight if I or anybody else leans on any guest, whether it's Glenn Spagnuolo, whether it's Jared Polis, whoever it is. You know, and then you get these emails about, oh, you're like Bill O'Reilly, you're like Rush Limbaugh. Meanwhile, if you don't do that, if you don't press somebody for an answer, then what ends up happening is you get emails from the other side that say, well, he made so-and-so statement, and you didn't do anything about it. Let me tell you something, okay? This is not Meet the Press. It's not National Public Radio. It's none of those things. And if you're going to make statements and then not answer up to them, okay, I'm going to cross-examine you about it, and what I was doing to him was trying to get him to answer to me that he understood exactly how the governmental process works and that he understands and gets the idea that without us holding a majority in the Senate, which we do not have. Joseph Lieberman is now going to speak at the Republican National Convention. Unless we hold a majority, no matter what you do, you won't get what you want. Okay? It's not going to happen. And that's why this election cycle is extremely, extremely critical. And I don't know that standing outside of the Democratic National Convention holding signs, I think that that's more about garnering publicity and maybe hoping something happens than to bring about honest-to-God change. Because Mr. Spagnuolo's comments about the police, for instance, about how he knows that they're prone to violence and all of that, that's inflammatory BS rhetoric, and it doesn't serve any good, and it doesn't do any good. And in the end, you know what? You make it bad for the Democrats, you make things bad, then you'll end up with John McCain. And you really want John McCain? Do you really want him running the country?
No.
Okay. Well, there's your answer.
Well, I don't agree with your premise that that's, you know, that they want to stand outside and draw attention to themselves by holding signs. I think they want to have a dialogue about some real issues.
They're not
any more likely to get that from the Democratic Party than he is likely to get any kind of a reasonable dialogue from you.
You know something. First of all, you want that kind of situation, then you join the Democratic Party and you try to make change.
I'm changing after the primary. I know you are.
Because I know somebody who you call every single day and give them and badger them about your viewpoint. And not only do you call the wrong office, okay, but you keep repeating the same thing over and over again. Think about that for a second, okay, before you start giving me advice. Thank you for the call. Now, I don't mean to be mean or anything, man, but before you start pointing a finger at me, check out your own conduct. 952, Java traffic.
Heavy traffic due to an earlier accident on southbound I-25 at Park Avenue. Expect to add about 5 to 10 minutes from I-70 to take you down to the stadium curve. Also have ongoing accident investigation on the ramp to westbound I-70 from northbound I-225. Had an early fatal there this morning. Chambers has reopened, though, so traffic getting through a little bit better. Today's forecast mostly sunny with isolated thunderstorms, a possibility this afternoon. Look for highs in the mid to upper 80s, currently 74 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Test drive the luxurious Lincoln MKX crossover with up to 24 miles per gallon highway, award-winning.
I didn't need the pills for pain anymore. I just needed them.
Millions struggle to overcome opioid dependence on prescription painkillers.
If you're like I was, turn to help.
Click on the Turn to Help icon to learn about medical treatments for opioid dependence to help control withdrawal symptoms.
I had another chance, privately in a doctor's office.
I got treatment to help get my life back.
At turntohelp.com, you can locate a certified physician near you who can help.
The future, it's brighter.
Open your player now and click on the banner ad.
Roads, afternoons 1 to 4.
That's the hard part.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Looking for someone to buy your timeshare?
Timeshares Only told us what our timeshare was worth right over the phone and then sold it for more than we expected.
Call now to find out what your timeshare is worth and we'll send you a free information kit including 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares.
Buyers keep calling by the thousands and we need timeshares to keep up with their demands.
Call 1-800-700-0141 to find out what your timeshare is worth and get your free information kit. Dial 1-800-700-0141. 1-800-700-0141.
9:53, 53 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Well, gas mileage is a consideration this summer. There's no question about it, and you're not going to be able to get away from it. And if you're looking for something that gets great gas mileage, you've got to go to Rockies, the home of the cleanest late model previously owned vehicles in all of Colorado. And they've got a great selection. As a matter of fact, I'm going out there today to check it out because people often say, well, you know, do you even go out there? Well, sure I do. And I do go, and I do look, and I see that they've got Volkswagens and Saabs and Hondas and Mazdas and Toyotas and Nissans, and the list just goes on, and Fords and Chevys, and they've got virtually everything you can think of. So if you're looking for something for your job, if you're a small business person, you're looking for something for the college grad, you want something that gets good gas mileage, you want something that you can off-road with, I mean, wherever it is that your head's at, Rockies can take care of you. They have their matching down incentive, and they also want to see your trade-in as well, and they've got great people out there to deal with, too. So get out to Rockies Autos. They got great hours Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. So they're open tonight until 9. You show up a little bit late, you're going to be fine. Rockies Autos, you can't miss a big sign out there. Corner 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south on the Boulder Turnpike.
Right now, when you switch to Rite Aid, you won't just get your prescription filled. You'll also get a gift card filled with $30. And you could even get your gas tank filled for free. For every prescription you transfer to Rite Aid with a coupon, you'll get an entry into our weekly drawing for a year's worth of free gas, a $2,600 value. Keep your prescription with us, and you'll be re-entered into the drawing each week. Switch to Rite Aid and fill up on all the rewards we have to offer. See circular for coupon and pharmacist for details. Not valid in New York or New Jersey.
We don't get many second chances. This one could save your life. A TIA, or transient ischemic stroke, is a mini stroke. Symptoms usually go away within 24 hours and you feel fine again. But if you don't get to a stroke center or hospital fast, you risk a full-fledged stroke that can change your life forever. Don't take that chance. Contact National Stroke Association at 1-800-STROKES or visit stroke.org and find out more about recognizing stroke symptoms fast. Do it now while there's still time.
Yeah, I just had a brilliant idea hit me, and I don't get too many brilliant ideas. 9:56, 56 minutes. After the hour, slight chance thunderstorms, high today 81. I got to wait for John to get free of his duties to talk to him about this. John, I just got this great idea.
What's that?
Okay. People listen to this radio station seem to not like any degree of pushing to get an answer. They seem to equate that with the behavior of Bill O'Reilly or Rush Limbaugh or whatever. So it's the idea of that if you somebody doesn't answer your question and you double back and try to get them to answer it again and you get into it with them about that, that you're somehow being unfair and you're being a bully. So here's what we're going to do starting on Monday. Starting on Monday, I am just going to say the following things. Yep, you're right. Uh-huh. Yep. Okay. Yep. Uh-huh. You're right. Okay. And we'll just say this following. I'll just say that. And I'll do it all morning long. Uh-huh. Yeah. And I won't object to anything anybody calls up and says. I don't want to force them to answer any questions. Won't do any of that. And if that makes for better radio, then it makes for better radio. Because that's what I really want to do. I want to make you happy. And I don't want you to be angry. And I don't want you to be upset. If that's what you want, then that's what I'll do. Even though when I hear other people do it in the media, it drives me crazy. And I hear the press do it all the time, that they just don't ask any critical questions, and then when they don't get an answer, they just let it go, instead of following it up and trying to demand some kind of answer. And maybe I'm way off the beam. So maybe I'll introduce J. Marvin 3.0 on Monday. Oh, we had an angry woman call up. What was she angry about?
Well, she said she would have got on if she was a man, but again, we have like 15 seconds left. Sorry, ma'am.
Oh, I see what she's saying.
Thank
because
God
of time.
Right.
Yeah. Well, enjoy the weekend, because we certainly will.
It was my darkest time ever.
Withdrawal was hell.
Heroin dependence is a disease many struggle to overcome.
I found my answer, a Turn to Help.
Click on the Turn to Help icon to learn about medical treatments for opioid dependence that help control withdrawal symptoms.
I had another chance, privately, in a doctor's office.
I got treatment to help get my life back.
At turntohelp.com, you can locate a certified physician near you who can help.
The future, it's brighter.
Open your player now and click on the banner ad.
Zero Smoke. Use it to help kick your cigarette habit. Zero Smoke, a safe, all-natural product. Zero Smoke, two tiny little magnets that you simply place on pressure points on your ear for a few hours a day. Zero Smoke, no gum, no patches, no prescription. Do you have the desire to join the ranks of long-term smokers who have quit smoking for good? Then remember one word.